Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know what time it is. It is time to get live in The Remix. Welcome, 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 everyone. It is Friday night, July the 29th, 2011, and of course, you are live in The Remix. Joining us here live in the forum tonight is the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She's going to be coming on in just a little bit, and she's going to be talking to us about all those things as it relates to the divine love when it comes to the new masculine and feminine, and really what that means for us in our consciousness, in our sexual energy, and everything as it relates to the cosmos and the universe, and how we can use that to really continue to, I guess you could say, accelerate ourselves on our path in our journeys in our everyday life. I know you guys are so excited to hear what the Reverend Goddess Charmaine has to say. It is always a joy and always a lot of learning whenever she's on the platform. So welcome, 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 everyone, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I want to welcome you here to the forum tonight. And if you don't know how to get here, I'm going to go ahead and give you those directions now. Just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open. If you have not experienced the chat room, it is certainly a joy and a must. Definitely come on in and share to come on in The Remix. So it's good to have you guys. I know my international listeners are up and listening. I want to say thank you to all of you listening from all over the world. It's good to have you in the forum tonight, as well as those of you who might be listening by phone. If you want to call in, because we will be doing a Q&A session tonight with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, The Remix number has been and always will be 646-652-2711. That's going to be the number to call once we do open up the phone lines. So now, I want to remind you guys, if you didn't get an opportunity to hear the show last week, to go back and download. Don't forget to download. Always good to download and keep those in your personal archives as well. If you have iTunes, you can go straight to iTunes and you can download, or you can download right here from The Remix Radio and just click the purple icon right there and it'll download right straight to your iPod for you. Or you can download it to your PC, your personal computer, or you can download it to your MP3 player, and you can do that right here on The Remix as well. If you haven't signed up to become a friend either here on Blog Talk Radio, The Remix, you can do that as well too. It takes just a moment to create a profile. Come on in, tell us who you are, and begin to get the share on. Or you can email me as well, or hit me up on Facebook also. I'll give that information out a little later as we continue in the forum tonight. So we're going to get ready to get into the chair. We're going to listen to a little music as everyone gets themselves situated. I see the phone lines are filling up as well as the chat room as everyone gets ready to get to the forum and hear what the Reverend Goddess Charmaine has to say this evening. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. We'll first listen to a little bit of Baby Boo. I want to welcome you guys. It's so good to have you in the house. I see the Remix family out there. So peace and love to you guys. We'll be right back after this.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, everyone. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be joining us here tonight. But I think it's a good time for those of us who may not have had an opportunity to move around this evening. We can get up a little bit and dance. I do want to let you know that this show tonight, it is going to be an adult show. So for those of you who may be sensitive to some of those words that may begin with S and P and D and all those other letters, you may want to go ahead and remove yourself at this particular time because we are going to take care of some grown folks' business here tonight, and we're going to do that in a very loving way with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. The song that I'm going to play right now, I think it's going to put us right into that mood as we get ready to welcome the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. As you know, she is a Reiki master as well, so she deals with all of the things as it comes to manipulating and understanding our energy and helping it to flow where it needs to flow, as well as she trained as an aromatherapist, and also those things in tantric energy. She is a specialist. This is the work that she came back to the planet to do. There is no question without that. If you have not heard her before on Remix, then you definitely want to get yourself over to the archives after the show and download and listening, as well as visit her site where there's lots of goodies there for you as well. And just go to www.sensualmystic.com. You can go to her amazing website over there as well. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get into the share. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. I want you guys to get yourself up out of your seats, and let's get ready to dance. And who better to bring this energy in than our own brother Prince? So we'll be right back with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine after we move a little bit to this.
We're all alone in the villa on the Riviera. Got some friends on the south side in case you cared. Out of all of your friends, I wanna be the closest. That's why I tell you things you be the most. Is when it comes to life, to be this man's wife, you got to be well educated on the subject of life. I mean the prevention of, in other words, it's R.E.M. meaning of the thing called love. Are you up on this? If something you can get up on, a hug and a kiss. Come here, baby. Hold on.
want to spit my gear, I said to myself, just come. Cause I'm usually quite the calm one. You never find me out problem, boys, I'm just having fun. But I had to change the state of mind, but it's see high. I bet if you throw that ass in the air, it'll turn into sun.
Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass. Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass. Sexy motherfucker shaking that ass. Shaking that ass, shaking that ass.
Want to say peace and greetings and welcome to the remix. And that was Prince that you guys heard with Sexy there. Now let's get ready to welcome Reverend Goddess Charmaine as she joins us here live in the form tonight. Peace and greetings.
Hello. Goddess blessings.
Goddess blessings to you. How are you, Reverend Goddess Charmaine?
I'm great. I'm great tonight. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful. We had to kind of get that out of our system, so now we can get down to some business.
Cool, cool, cool. And I want to say hey to the Remix family. Hi.
Yes, yes, they are all getting themselves situated as they come into the forum tonight. I know tonight we're going to be talking about that energy as it relates to masculine and feminine energy. First, I want to give you an opportunity to really just go ahead, let us know what you've been up to, some of the things you've been working on, and then we'll go ahead and get right into the share.
Okay, well, I've been really, what I call it is continuing to make miracles happen. On my site, sensuousmystic.com, I've been really focusing a lot on groups and my services and in expanding my naked church. So that's been something that's been so much fun to do and empowering and healing for those that attend. And really just creating sacred environments for people to feel comfortable in their bodies with others. The clothing optional. I mean, everyone that comes to a clothing optional event aren't necessarily getting naked, but they're taking a step forward in creating a wholeness of well-being within their body and keeping that energy connected to their spiritual beliefs. So, you know, that's really where everything is for me. My whole lifestyle is around honoring my body and bringing my spiritual beliefs, my goddess energy, my God-man energy, and my actions. So I've just been really learning a lot as I continue to facilitate for others.
Okay.
It's really, that's the path,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful and empowering. Would you say that over the course of your work, because I know you've been doing this for a long time, would you say that you've seen sort of a shift when it comes to how we embrace our sexuality just as people?
Would I notice the shift, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
You mean around me?
Yes.
Not within myself, just in our environment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been noticing, yes, just first yes to that. And how I've been noticing it, really what's been remarkable is actually the Internet. Because I used to often feel like I was the lone goddess. Or, you know, if anyone knew how I felt about my body, you know, even in the beginning, I wasn't ashamed of it. But I didn't know, you know, like, do other people think this way? Am I the only one? And, man, over the 2 decades now, especially being connected through several groups and families on the Internet, I have seen a major shift in people that are talking about their bodies, bringing God, Goddess into their bodies, bringing the spirit of life through their sexual vibrations on Facebook and other avenues where I'm seeing a major shift and sharing in that communication with others. So people are definitely all over the world, people are talking about what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Wonderful. All right. Well, definitely we are excited to have you come and always share your information and your knowledge with us. So at this time, what I'm going to do is kind of turn it over to you and we'll keep going from there.
Okay. All right then. I feel like kind of like Iyanla Van Zandt when Oprah said, but I gave you the stage.
No. But no. You... But you can keep coming back. You keep coming back.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, really, I teach Tantra and Goddess philosophy. And the reason I got into that, because I felt that there was something missing in my life. And the reason why I knew that that was true for me is because there's a spiritual law. And that law is the truth will demonstrate itself in your life. So my truth is my truth. And the way that I know that how I am behaving and walking in my life works is because the universe supports that through actual experiences and people and opportunities that show up that support whatever it is that I'm thinking. I'll give you an example. Being raised certain ways, being raised fundamentalist, being married and being told how we're supposed to behave as women and children should be seen and not heard. People don't talk or show themselves explicitly sexually. God punishes those that, all these things. Well, what these actual experiences caused in my life was a lot of chaos and actually violence.
Right.
And over time, even though I went through these things, I had moments, even as a young person, where I was meditating and not knowing it. But the way I was meditating was I was connecting to the sky and the stars. So I felt that there was something else going on around me and something else alive. And I don't mean it in a sense like we know the planet is alive. We know the rain and the air and the sun. We know that's alive. But do we really know how alive we are and can we feel that connection to it? Or are we just like blindly walking through it? Well, meditating actually accessed some other deep place within me that told me that I was not alone in this connection. Even though I had other things going on in my life that was chaotic, that showed me that this way I was living wasn't working for me. And as I got out of my marriage and, really coming back into myself, praying for myself, meditating for myself, healing my body, taking responsibility for the pain that I allowed to take place in my life, taking responsibility for the violence that I allowed, victim or otherwise, I allowed it to take place. So forgiving myself for that brought me into this place where I was then encountering people and things that were related to Tantra without me knowing it.
Mm.
And one day I was with my next boyfriend and we had sex, and after it was over I said, shouldn't more be happening? I felt like, I had a great orgasm and everything, but I felt like there's something else that was missing from it. And he was like, I think I know what you're talking about. And he gave me my first tantric book. And we started studying together, and it changed everything.
Right.
Truth demonstrated itself in my life just from that moment. And 20 years later, I'm Goddess. Well, I've been Goddess for a while now, but, I'm on the remix.
Right.
Because of that book.
Because of the book.
Because of my willingness.
Mm-hmm.
And then reading that book and saying, oh, my God, I knew that,
Yeah.
Somebody else thinks like me? And then finding out this stuff has been around long before I remember being here? really? And we rejected this? What the hell? My pussy is power? I can say pussy? I can stand up naked outside? It was like all of this was going on. And it led me first into the empowerment of my body and then empowering my relationships and changing my lifestyle, changing the way I lived in my home, changing the way I set up my home, where I placed my couch. All of this is an expression of my truth, which takes me into a deep understanding of the Goddess dwelling within.
Yeah.
And living that reality of the goddess for a lot of years, you know, I just really need to heal my feminine and empower myself with the goddess and walking as the goddess. And, you know, throughout everywhere now, we've been hearing about the goddess. And I've been offended by some of the expressions of the goddess, like, you know, like a goddess bar of soap. I was like, okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Yes,
you
yes.
Know, all right, okay. A goddess powder. I'm like, okay, all right. Yes. Okay, you know what?
Right.
Maybe I can make some goddess soap. Let me place my hands over this holy water. Okay, now I get you, you know?
Right, right.
Really what I'm talking about is how we became, we were disempowered, and now we are empowered through a connection of the divine.
Yeah.
And the way the truth demonstrates itself in our life is we actually see a change. A physical shift, a conviction in your body. That's how you know that this is my truth. Not everybody's truth. Because honestly, I believe on some level that there are people that need fundamentalism. They need to be told how, when, where, and why.
I agree.
Yes. You know, and that's fine. Do your thing. But over here, this sister is jumping off the cliff. Legs spread wide. You look up in the sky and you see the yoni. Right
that's
there with
it.
Lingam.
That's it.
So, you know, and really just, you know, flowing through my life all the years and just being able to grow in my practice, to make my lifestyle my practice, I did that for a couple of reasons. I never wanted to go back to the person that I was before that was afraid and victimized. And I felt that at that time when I chose my career, first of all, I work well with others, but I do not work well for others.
Right.
I'm an Aries. So, you know, I know that about me, too.
Yeah.
And I don't want anyone to fire me, so I hired myself.
Right.
You know? So, and then, and again, this is the truth demonstrating. Your level of success is the ongoing performance.
Yes.
Not giving up. It's not necessarily whether you see me. I mean, lots of people know about me, but level of success is different for every person that defines it for themselves, and that's, again, a divine trait that we have.
Yes, it is.
So as I continue to really focus and heal my inner goddess and express that in my truth, coming into this career path was really about, I felt that if I just left it as my own personal relationship, and I didn't make myself responsible for feeding my children and maintaining my household without that being my career, I felt that I would probably stop meditating. I thought that maybe I wouldn't stay on it if I didn't have a reason beyond my physical, personal self, my kids, too. It's a very, like, if you can understand what I'm saying. You know,
yes,
so studying Reiki and being ordained as a, being ordained minister and studying Tantra, I became a spiritual counselor. I write and officiate weddings. I do baby blessings, mostly alternative, but a lot of straight stuff. And the major bread and butter is teaching Tantra and my clothing optional groups. But in doing that was first because I don't want to ever stop doing what I do for myself. And maybe if I am dependent on making a living this way, I'll never stop doing it.
Right.
And beyond that, it just turned into this whole flower effect in my life.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and then, so now where I've been for the last couple of years is that I'm healed as far as, and evolved as goddess, my relationship with the sacred masculine has come before me.
Yeah.
And because for my healing to have occurred 20 years ago, a level of me had to reject the fundamentalist teachings I came from. And then as I continued to evolve, I embraced my Christ consciousness again. But there was still an element of it that was from my old teachings when I knew it was about Christ consciousness, not about what I was told in the churches that I was thrown out of. And what I started to revisit was, what is God with goddess? And how does that relate to the faith that I have in Tantra?
Right.
And really understanding that led me to reading and studying about the sacred masculine and all honoring our men for that energy and really being able to embrace them, because something that we all want in our lives is our God man, and our God men want their goddess. And we all deserve that partnership, that relationship, and knowing the power and the blessing that we have to create for each other. So I've been studying and actually doing lots of rituals around the sacred masculine and honoring the sacred masculine. Because if people have heard me in the past, I'll say, you know, you'll look up in the sky, you'll say, is that a bird? Is that a plane? You know it. No, it's Reverend Goddess Yoni. Oh, my
yes.
God. Yes. But now what I've been saying is you're going to look up in the sky and you're going to see, wait, is that a bird? Is that a plane? That's the lingam and the yoni in the sky.
Nice.
You know? Yeah. And I was like, oh, my goodness, the lingam wasn't there? So, you know, and so now since I've been really working with this energy, understanding the sacred masculine is first us understanding that it is not the God principle that we come from fundamentalism, where God is without. The sacred masculine is the God. God is within the man.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the portal of that connection is when we're looking at men in particular. A man with a lingam, penis, dick, love rod, wand, all of it. That's where the sacred masculine dwells. Now, we all have God, goddess within us.
Yes.
But as a physical woman, I am possessing most of the goddess energy. I am that foundation. He is that God energy. Yes, he has yin in him, and I have yang in me. But in understanding the sacred masculine is understanding the God within the man. Because as things have shifted in our consciousness and people have come back to embrace the divine feminine, people are owning that, yes, the creative spirit we call God can also be goddess.
Yeah.
The source energy is also a masculine feminine energy. And then we've also been in a place where we've seen and awakened the goddess within ourselves. But what has been more of a struggle is us being able to awaken the sacred masculine within ourselves.
Yes.
Because we've come from an old programming that we have to break. In order for us to embrace the divinity within ourselves, we need to understand that that old programming no longer serves. And the universal law of the truth will demonstrate itself in your life, will step forward.
Yeah.
You got what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. And right with you, right with you as well, too. So, yes.
So now, the way that I've been actually been creating rituals that people have been coming to, and also my own private rituals, girl. I know. I'm going to tell you.
Oh.
If I can, and oh my God, when they say yes.
I caught a vision.
You know, okay. So I ask my men, can I have some of your seed to place on my altar? You know?
Right.
And
yes.
Yes. And you know, it can stay for 48 hours, and then you give it back to the earth, bringing that energy back. The prayers to the sacred masculine, honoring that energy on the altar. I've been doing great rituals. I teach a lingam prosperity ritual with a man standing fully erect. I honor him. And I get on my knees, I pour blessed oil over his lingam, and I thank him for the yang energy that he has to provide pleasure, protection, and prosperity. And then, you know, doing this over the years, and I noticed a shift in even the way that, you know, people love me and people don't love me, or whatever, they put up with me, whatever they're doing. She's the goddess, what you going to do, right? But I've noticed over the months that the kind of men, the caliber of men, and the language of the men that I've been meeting has changed.
Definitely.
They are speaking that energy. They're speaking the language of saying, you know, you need a God man that knows the goddess in you. And they're just speaking in a way that's, hey, they see me.
Yes.
But I realized when they could see the goddess in me and see my mission and get me, it's because I started acknowledging them and the sacred masculine in them.
Yeah.
Power. And then something really incredible happened. On my altar, I have, you know, my goddess statues, my prayers. I have my yonis. My girlfriend made me a yoni sculpture, and I have, you know, all this really great stuff. And I have a couple of statues of men and women in union. But someone most recently found me, and he creates something called Naked Sticks. Mm-hmm. And he saw me. He saw me somewhere in a video or something, and found me, found my website, and started reading my message. And he believes as I do. He has a great website and everything. But he said, I think you would really appreciate these ritual sticks and ceremony wands that I make. He makes them out of wood, and they're the lingam. Mm. And he sent me these beautiful, beautiful lingams. And
wow.
Yes, amazing. It was funny. The first shipment he sent me, I told my family, I said, listen, tomorrow I'm out in the city working. I got my lingams coming in the mail. You got to sign the package. My brother was like, I'm not signing for no dicks. I don't care what you're saying. I'm not signing for them. I said, come on. I need my lingams. I need them. I got to put them on the altar. God is blessings. They came before I left. So I was able to sage them and place them on the altar. But it shifted my altar energy into a place where, you know, it's really important to get what I'm saying as far as, you know, when they talk about the mystic. The mystic is a person that can see God in everything.
In everything. Yeah.
And when I'm talking about the sacred masculine, I'm talking about a way for us to be able to access and see the God in our man.
Yeah.
I'm talking really about our men, that they need us to hold that vibration and honor the sacred masculine in them, because you know what? They have been showing up for the goddess now.
Yes, they really have.
Yeah. They really have. And we're at this place now where we need to hold that sacred balance of the feminine and masculine and honor the divinity within ourselves to really own what we're creating here on this planet, because we're the ones doing all of this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, so the things that have been going on in my life as I've been walking this path have been demonstrating truth in my life. And it's been incredible, and it's not going to stop. I mean, next time we talk, there's going to be something else great happening. The next time, we have a future together.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's really where it is right now, and then we can go on. And I mean, I can go on, but I just want to, like, slow down a bit if you have some questions for me.
Right. Well, I definitely want you, I'm glad that you touched on this about the masculine, this sort of new template of the masculine, because too many times, especially if we look at it, even if we just kind of keep it right now in a cultural sense and look at it, we are still, I see a lot of that template energy, I deal with it in the sessions, that a lot of sisters' mindset is still on the old template of the brothers, and they have been showing up, they really have. And so it is going to take us to really help raise that energy up as the feminine energy and really bring those two energies together and know that we exist in that same space and time. So yes, it is about salute the goddess. It is about us recognizing who we are. I think that's a starting point for every woman out there or everyone who comes in the dominant feminine energy. But we can't forget that masculine energy that's one within ourselves, because if we can recognize it within ourselves and love it, that's the key. Because we're taught now to really, that's the energy you want to get away from. You want to separate yourself away from that and really understand and begin to honor it and to love it and see it as its wholeness. Not a half of a whole, but the wholeness within it, yes.
Right, right. And, you know, when you're looking at steps into activating this energy as far as a man who has been, who may not feel the sacred masculine within him or may not feel honored for the man that he is around others, you know, I really want to just really encourage everyone to really first begin with making sure that you're feeling and tapped into the energy within yourself first.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's very interesting how that energy field expands and that people are really reflecting back to us what they see on us.
Yes.
That we're giving to them.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, you know, were they not respecting the goddess? You know? I'm like, they see the goddess all over me. I can't hide it. You know, it's because I've been living this, but in the beginning it wasn't like that. I mean, I'll never forget one of the first times after I was ordained in 96. I was initiated as goddess in 2000. And I remember one of the times when I became Reverend Goddess and I met someone in some place I was working, you know, doing my sessions, and he saw me. He's like, oh, hello, who are you? I said, I'm Reverend Goddess Charmaine. He said, Reverend Goddess Charmaine? How can you call yourself a goddess?
Wow.
And I said, how can I not? You know, yeah. I was like, that was my response. So, again, like I said in the beginning, it was also him saying something to me that I was also thinking.
Mm.
Even though I answered him back, how could I not? But inside, I had to say that. You get, because he's saying, how can you call yourself goddess? Because there was an element, oh, my God, I'm really doing this? I believe this, right? You see, the path is this. There's a difference of knowing the path and walking the path.
Yes, it is.
I knew I was goddess, but it took me a minute to walk it.
True.
And when I was calling myself goddess, back in 2000 I'm talking about, people were like, how can you call yourself goddess? And I was like, how can I not? But inside there was a piece of me that was like, yeah, how can I? You know? So when you're really tapping into the divine within you, your sacred masculine, your divine feminine, before you really want to look at what other people or hear what other people are saying to you, really cultivate and take that time to feel the sensation in your body spirit that you are that God-man, that you are the goddess. Because when we get into that definition of that, really it's the honoring the divine within. And the divinity within me is creating in this moment. That's really what it is. When you call me and we're communicating and we're creating time to be on the show, we're creating.
Yes.
Goddess does that. That's what the source is all about, creating in this moment. The part of the manifestation of that is coming into free will. So when we're getting into actual practical living in our alive environment, our organic environment, the goddess within me is in unison and in unity with this environment and creating our reality. You know, the secret is that we're doing this all together.
Right.
So if you...
I was going to ask you a question. So do you feel that one of the quickest way, one of the easiest way, if that be a word, because we know it is a path, it is a journey, to tap into that energy is through sexual energy. Go that way.
Yes, self-love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you want to have an actual experience of awakening the divine within you, you make love to yourself. And when you have an orgasm, you say to yourself, I am the goddess. The goddess is within me. The sacred masculine is alive in me and my loins. Because when we become aroused through pleasure, we go into an altered state of consciousness. When we are in an altered state of consciousness and we have an orgasm, we open up our chakras to the void, to the great nothing, the mystery. And that space is where we can cement consciousness. And that's the quickest way to have an actual experience of that. And once you put that into your energy field, into your consciousness, then you go on about your business and you'll find it easier to apply this in the way you build your altar, how you live in your environment, you know? Yeah.
Everything, from what you eat to who you have around you, what you're cooking, what you're wearing, what you're putting on your body, what you're allowing to come into your consciousness, what you stay away from, it will begin to keep that energy and have it flowing in the divine way. Yeah.
Because sexual energy and orgasmic energy is life force energy and it's fire.
Mm-hmm.
It is a fast vibration. It's quick. And that is the most powerful energy that we have. And for those that don't self-love, I would try to figure out, I don't know. You know, I mean, there are lots of people that don't self-love. And anyway, we'll figure something else out with that. Let's just get into the self-love process right now.
Yes.
Come for a session and have a sensual Reiki bodywork session.
Yes.
I could actually help with that way. Yeah. Come on, because we know we need to self-love.
Yeah.
We can't even make love to another partner if we're not self-loving. I mean, And our altars need to reflect, some part of our altar needs to reflect the holy body.
Yes.
The physical image of our bodies, because the body is our holy temple and is housing the self, which is us, our consciousness. The self is connected to source. Source is all life energy on the planet. And the source connects to the universe. And that's all life, galaxy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The belief is that the Earth planet is created from all the other planets out there. And we, as earthlings are created from all that energy on the earth that is created from all the energy out there. So we can access all the energy beyond this reality, the next, and beyond, especially through our fire, which is the line of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Why we go out of body, and we have all these experiences of deja vu, and I was just thinking about you, and I, you know, real actual experiences of being out of the body because of the line of consciousness.
Right, right. So true. A question that's coming in from the forum wants to know, is it necessary for men to bring alive any type of feminine energy in their self? Is it necessary for them to bring alive feminine energy within them?
Yes.
Of course, yes.
Mm-hmm. The same way we do as women warriors, we bring out the yang in us. The men also are activating the divine feminine. They do it every time they spoon when they're making love.
Yes.
You know, there's a delicate stillness that is yin that expands and covers everything. That is a yin vibration that men have. You know, I mean, making love, man, you're on your back, your lingam is erect, the woman is on top. Let her just kind of ride you, and you just kind of surrender to that. That's yin energy going on right there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's also
the
called...
The goddess position.
Huh?
I was saying the goddess position.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, female superior. Those positions are also called morning prayer and evening prayer. I can tell you about that after we awaken more of the sacred masculine and feminine. So, you know, I can give you a couple of experiences right now. Do we have time for that?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We sure do.
Okay. This is a great way for men to activate their divine feminine, and for our women that know their goddesses, but even for us to even expand our goddess energy even more. And then I'm going to also do an invocation for awakening the sacred masculine for men, and also for the women to tap into their sacred masculine. So these are two different invocations that I've been blessed and allowed to share. And so what I want you to do is just kind of, just you can do a couple of things. You can do like Ms. Blue did earlier with your sexy motherfucker when she played the song. And you had us getting up and moving around with that song.
Yeah.
You can choose to get up and move with the words of this poem that I'm going to say.
Ah.
Or you can kind of just close your eyes and just really visualize yourself acting this out, whatever feels right. But you want some form of movement in this. And this is an invocation called the Seductress. And this is written by a woman that I love very much. Her name is Zahava of Zahava Lovemaking Dances.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in one of her ceremonies, and she did this invocation. I was like, oh, my God. I wouldn't even let her go until she let me use it at least. Okay, goddess, okay. So just, you know, she has written this, and this is also, she's creating a full play called Woman Sacred, and this is an excerpt from that.
Okay,
so let's get ready. Now we're going to awaken our divine feminine. Okay. Her curves parted the space between air and fire. The cool atmosphere and the passionate intention inside her body, woman and seductress. She seduced the honesty in men through her presence. She watched them breathing their lies. She saw how their bodies touched the inside of their clothes, of their skin, and she smelled them as they moved through the room, and even more as they moved through the outdoors. She devoured the sight of their bodies, and her heart chewed not too slowly, tasting the sour, sweet, bitter. And her pussy's mouth opened, swallowed the drips of him, and they fell through her belly into the basin of her pelvis, tasting the pungent. And his essence landed with the sound of hot summer rain on her pelvic floor. The blood pooled from her heart down to the lips of her soul. Her soul warmed by the swelling of life in her lips. She was hungry. She desired. She surrendered her pride to become unconquered by desire. The seductress had rescued her from desire many a night, but this is where she found herself, with full, warm lips asking not to be rescued from desire, as if asking to be flogged until her soul slipped out of her body of seductress. Mother came into her sex. She washed dark leafy greens and baked sweet potatoes for their hungry bellies. She held their bodies until life slowed down and gravity seeped into the warrior of their bones and teeth, and earth came back to them. She rocked and hummed and honeyed warm teas, and she looked into their eyes from the heart of her breast and the fat of her belly and the girth of her hips. Her gaze harmonized with the seen and the unseen in them. Like a hand on a life-filled belly, she held them in her gaze. And so it is.
Beautiful, beautiful. Everyone in the chat room seems to be using their imagination and moving around as well.
Terrific. And that's just the kind of energy that goddess and all women possess and all men have access to within themselves and with the women. Now, the sacred masculine invocation. Bit different vibration for the sacred masculine. So let's again just hear the words of this invocation. Visualize that yang energy. By the great love, by wholeness, by he is and yes, by creation gathering now to bless, by the holy boy, by the new world, light of I can, by sacred seeker, all sons and promise of young man, by the lover and protector, divine and essential, by the life fathers everywhere serving potential, by the green man in wild, land union with sky, by grandfather, earth guardian, by he who guides, by kenning, by brothering, by awakening here, by healing, by fathering, by who we are clear, by evolution, by learning, deep gratitude seeing, this honor and return of sacred masculine being. By spirit, this is accomplished. By free will and true heart and body for the good of all, let us all do our part. Amen.
Beautiful.
Now, once we get into that kind of consciousness where we're saying, yes, I feel that sacred masculine, yes, I am the divine feminine, we walk it,
right.
You know? Because
yes.
Knowing the path and walking the path, like I said, are two different things. But once you're walking the path, you're doing something else. You are honoring thyself. And when we are honoring thyself, we are on the path. And that path will take you someplace. It will take you someplace. Who wanted to go there? Where was it that Moses was unable to go to? To the promised land.
Yes.
And he said he was not able to go to the promised land because he did not know himself.
Right.
He had done so much work for God and so much work for getting the people to where they needed to be. They were able to enter the promised land by their faith, by their actions, because he brought them there.
Right.
Know thyself, you know, walking the path is honoring thyself. Honoring thyself takes you into the promised land. The promised land is the land that we are creating, the land
right.
of milk and honey, our ability to create the unity, love that we need, and honoring the sacred masculine, divine feminine within our own bodies.
Beautiful.
I can go on if you got something else to say. You better stop me.
No, you are doing wonderful. You can definitely go on. I think this is a good time to invite people, if they have not gone over to your website, to go over there. I'll let you give out those call letters as well for them to sign up for the newsletter to find out where you're going to be and all the things that you have going on over there as well, too.
I am at sensuousmystic.com. That's SENSUOUSMYSTIC.com. I also have another website, my RevCharmaine.com, RevCharmaine.com. That site is cool, too. That's more my PG site, but it has prayers and affirmations that I've created, and you can listen to them, you can copy them, and use them if they are helpful to you as well. And, you know, everything that I'm talking about is always about the self, and then also and the way that I'm loving and honoring myself is also the way that I can honor and love others. And I tell you, we reach challenges in our lives, and a lot of times the challenges that we have in actually showing our ability to honor others is because of, you know, it's really true when you say love thy neighbor as thyself, because how can I really love my neighbor as myself if I'm not loving myself?
Right.
And what we do is we give up power, and like we do what we think we're supposed to do to others to save face or to see, I'm really nice, love me. But we're really needing the love of others to make us feel good about ourselves, and we all will always remain in misery.
It's true. That's
because
so
of
true.
That. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's not about, I'm not saying this in a context of we don't need other people. It's not that. We thrive off of each other.
Yes.
We love each other. But we want it in a healthy, prosperous way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so the more I am able to love and honor myself is the more I'm able to spread that love, authentic love, with others. And
right.
whatever way that relationship is going on. I mean, I have great relationships with the people that I'm involved with, especially with the people I do this work with, because they're my soulmates. And
right.
Some people I'm working with every day. Some people I'm with once in a while. Some people I'm with twice a month. But those are authentic love relationships that I have with them because of this, the way that I'm loving myself. It doesn't necessarily have to look like the way we're programmed by society to say a love relationship needs to look like this and be that way, you know?
Yes, true.
Yeah, and I do have, there are certain levels of expectation you have. You want to look at it if it's a healthy expectation with others. You know, my kids, even though they're grown, have still a certain level of expectation of unconditional love from their mom. You know, they can expect it. My daughter, though, is like a trip because she's newly married, and she's a trip for real. So, like, when she was younger, one time we went to the movies and she was mad about something with going into the movie. The woman asked for ID and she left her wallet, and so my brother bought the ticket for her. She was like, "But I'm old enough to buy my own ticket." I said, "Well, you didn't have your ID, so get over it. We still got your ticket." She was like, "Yeah, but she didn't have to act like that. She just could have gave him a ticket." So Archie, calm down, and she got a little loud. I said, "Archie, no, I really don't want you acting like this, and I just don't like it when you act that way." She goes, "So what? You love me. You're my mom." And I was like, "Okay, I'm not going to call you the five-letter word." And but she's right, right? So then that's, I'm just telling you that story to give you this other story. So the other night, so she's newly married. I hope she doesn't hear this interview. Anyway, so she's like, "Ma, you told that?" But so she's like, because she's married, right? And so now she's like this wife, and I married them. I married her husband and her husband in this beautiful ceremony.
Yeah.
She's like, so when she got married, the wife cleaves to the husband cleaves to the wife, and I see her as married. I see her as wife first, daughter second, or whatever, right? So, and they've been married for 6 months, 7 months, so it's getting kind of challenging for her, you know? So she came in one night, she goes, "Mom, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know. I think I'd rather be daughter first. Can I come over here sometimes and stay?" I said, "Honey, you better get back home to your husband." "But I want to be daughter first." Now, I told him, "I don't want to be wife first anymore." She had like a panic, a wife attack, you know? I said, no, you are wife first. "No, but I want to be daughter first. I want to know that you're always going to be there." I said, "Asha, I'm going to be there for you in the way that is appropriate for a mother to be there for her daughter that is a wife. But you are a wife, you know? But you're always going to have your mom's love." I may not do everything the same as I did, but I am always going to be here. And she just needed to, like, she's not separated from me because she's married, but she is a wife first. And she calmed herself down, and we laughed about it a couple of days later. Like, you really have, like, an attack, like a panic attack of being a wife. I'm cleaning the house. I'm cooking his dinner. We're going to her, you know. She's like, because she feels like if she's daughter first, if she collapses, I'm going to pick her up. If she can't handle it. I said, your husband's in. Her husband shows up for her. So it's not that he wouldn't pick her up. But I just, that feeling she needed with mama, her expectation for mama, you know, and that's the vibration that we know on all our mutual relationships with people, there is a level of healthy expectation we can have. But on the point that I'm talking about of loving thy neighbor as thyself, there is a deep inner relationship with ourselves that we need to have in order to actually honor our neighbors.
So true. So true.
You know? And and then there's this other really cool thing that I might have shared this with you before, but I think it goes with, you know, we did the seductress, the invocation for the divine feminine. We did the sacred masculine invocation. Now, this is something that I share in my holy body services in my naked church. And I just love it. I have Saturday Sabbath in New Jersey every first Saturday of the month. And I have Holy Body service in New York City. I do that with Reverend Isis Phoenix, every fourth Sunday. And this is one of the prayers, Holy Body prayer and intention that we always say in Naked Church. So I'm going to say this now. And again, guys, you know, listen and hear it with me, and perhaps you might even find yourself doing the prayer. There's certain parts of it where you can actually lay your hands over certain parts of your body to anoint your body.
Okay.
I wrote this in year 2000 after I was initiated.
Okay, beautiful.
I am beautiful and healthy. My body has a glow that shines, and my face is ageless. My smile brightens my face even more, and my eyes sparkle and connect deeply to whatever and whomever I choose to see. Darkness and pain are released from others when they look into my eyes, and we experience peace and happiness. My chest is firm and stimulates growth. My belly is the seat of my soul and channels the rhythms of life within me. My hips, butt, and thighs are strong and firm, and my sex center is perfect and functions on divine time for sexual and spiritual enlightenment. My legs and feet are blessed, for they keep me able to go out doing God Goddess's perfect will. And so it is.
Hey, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, love that. Wow, very powerful. Yes.
And this is just all these, everything that I'm talking about tonight, guys, are just tools for us to access something that we already know we have.
That's
okay?
Right.
We've lived in a way that, you know, there are times where we're still, okay, society on some level, we want to live in relative peace. We work. We pay our taxes. We want to make sure we eat. We don't want to cause harm to others. That's that. But then there's another level where you really need to not let yourself stay in bondage to authority being against desire. Because seek ye desires and you achieve enlightenment. And that is through our bodies and the way that we are channeling this message towards those that we are sharing pleasure with. And it's very, very important for us to have our spiritual discipline, our career, the way that we are having knowledge, and the way that we are actually sharing and having karma, which is desire. See, all of these parts of ourselves need to have life. We need to give life to all of that. And honoring the sacred masculine and feminine within each other, the root of that is our sexual expression with each other and the way that we are actually, I mean, to anoint each other's loins, to blow into the portal of the pussy, you know, to squeeze the breast and rub the nipples towards the heart. All of this is bringing in balance with our actual organs in our body. It's healthy. Yeah.
It is.
Yep. You know, I taught the link. We did the reflexology one time. I was
We sure did. You guys did not hear that show. You definitely want to go back and download it. Always think. I want to touch on this subject a little bit about those, because often this question comes up, not a whole lot, but do you believe that there can be such a thing as having an addiction towards sex?
having an addiction to sex?
Yes.
I think that the word addiction, I think is a misused word. But I do think that there's one thing that's important about that word addiction, or even abuse. Yeah, sexual energy can be misused and abused.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, so people are out of balance. If we're dealing with what I tell people a lot when I teach about healthy sexual fantasies, if we're having an addiction to a compulsive act that we cannot control ourselves and we know that we're not supposed to be doing it, that is an abuse of energy because there is a hole in your soul.
Yes.
Okay, so the sexual energy is the first area to be targeted because it is life force energy.
Right.
So you get the quick fix of the orgasm. And, you know, this is a pretty deep topic because, you know, people, you know, you're right next door when you're getting into evil energy or what people do with sexual energy. And people can abuse the sexual energy and take the life force energy of sexually from other people through that evil energy. And that's really what it is, an abuse of energy. It's the stealing of power from yourself or others.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty deep topic, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I just kind of wanted to touch on that, just to kind of hear your thoughts on that as well. I see that we do have some callers that are waiting. So whenever you are ready, we can start.
I'm ready.
Are you ready to go?
Let's go.
646-652-2711 is the number to call, everyone. If you have a question for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, call that number. If you're calling in international, you can Skype in, and we'll be glad to take your call. So we're going to go to the phone lines now. Calling in, it looks like from the first number. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786.
Oh, I was just listening.
Okay. All right. Well, continue to listen. Thanks for calling in. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes. I'm Charles calling from Cleveland. And I really appreciate the Goddess Charmaine and you, Sister Blue. It's just a pleasure. I just accidentally punched one.
Okay. No accidents, Charles. But you are on the line, so if you have a question for Reverend Goddess, she'll be glad to answer it for you.
Yes. You know, with all the negativity about sex, perversion, you know, Christianity, I mean, it is really something else, you know. And you know, some people are not or what you call it, like celibate, but probably not want to be celibate.
I call that forced celibacy.
I wish you answer some of those questions because it's a lot of negativity going on, and you know what Christians stand about fornication and all that adultery stuff. I mean, could you, you know, elaborate on some of that? You know.
Yes. I mean, we know that it goes against our nature to be told that we shouldn't be sexual and celebrate our sexual energy. It goes against nature. That's why we're talking about this. But you got to remember, if the church gave us power of our sexual energy and of our bodies, they wouldn't have much control over us and our minds and our bodies and our money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where this boils itself down to, is how much money is the church going to get and how much control are they going to have over our bodies if we know we are sexually empowered on our own. Old teachings taught that church was in our bodies, that just people coming together and sitting down together, they were fellowshipping. Had nothing to do with the maintenance of a building or a board. and things like that. When you commercialize religion, that's where the real thought on how can we control our parishioners and the people coming is by taking away the one thing that made you you, and that is your sexual expression or the right to even have celebration of it. So we had to bring guilt and shame around it and taught that don't touch yourself, don't touch others, and if you do, you have to do it under a particular type of ritual, marriage, and things like that. So we want to get to understanding it really wasn't about God, it was so much about man's control over man. And then, now that we understand that, we take back our power. And then, as you're taking back your power, you need, you know, I personally can celebrate God in any environment that I feel the Holy Spirit is there. And I felt that when I was young as well. But at the same time, I was also told I wasn't allowed to speak certain things in church because I felt I did not agree with everything that they told me. I did not think touching myself was a sin. I did not think sex before marriage was a sin. And I was a virgin. It wasn't about me not wanting sex. It
right.
just didn't make sense. I mean, why are these people going up to repent over the same thing? Because it goes against our nature to not be sexual. That's why we have an unhealthy sexual society. And we have hypocrisy in the churches. I know a lot of people in fundamentalist religions, and they are not walking that path 100% because they're human beings. But they find a way to maneuver their way around their laws in their church to have somewhat of a decent, happy life. And we shouldn't be, if we actually have our own faith, we need to live our faith and stand for our truth. But a lot of people are afraid to actually talk. I mean, we're talking about it, but I'm saying I really can't be someplace and somebody's telling me that people have told me that I was going to hell for thinking this way or I'm a sinner and all that. That's their thoughts about themselves. It's not my thought about me.
Right.
And in order for us to heal what the abuse that we've gone through because of that, we need to continue to listen to these words because I'm not the only one saying this. Okay, this is not about you live the way I live. I'm just giving out some pearls. And you take the ones that work for you because truth demonstrates itself. Have your self-love. Charles, you said something earlier about people are in celibacy and they don't want to. I call that forced celibacy. When you don't have a partner to share yourself with and you're like, damn, you know. So I would really continue to cultivate sexual energy and arousal and in meditation. I teach a great I have a Holy Body CD that's a masturbation meditation. I also teach the Sacred Middle Meditation that's on YouTube. These are ways to really move that erotic energy through our bodies so that we can become healthier in our bodies and cultivating our sexual pleasure so that when we do have a partner, when we're ready, we can have someone to share pleasure with in a healthier way.
Yes. Yes.
Did that make any sense to you, Charles, or ask me something else for me to clarify?
Yeah. Because I always believed that orgasm was the closest thing to God that you could come to.
It is God. It's not even close. When you have an orgasm, you give me your gift and I share mine with you, we are witnessing God Goddess.
Yes. So true.
Yeah. I have a sister that was missing church for this orgasm. I swear. I really appreciate it.
Well, Charles, thank you.
Yeah, we need more like you. I swear we do.
We're out there. I know. I mean, Lord have mercy.
Hi, Charles.
Sometimes just to get through a telephone conversation, Ms. Blue, I have to rub my left nipple towards my heart and place my hand on my heart.
I do understand.
It's the truth. That's why I had to close my curtain during this interview so nobody out on the street can see me. You know how we pray? I'm talking about body prayer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Power to the pussy. Power
That's
to the
right.
Pussy.
There it is.
And honoring the lingam.
There it is. There it is.
Okay. You know, I want to say something about when Charles mentioned orgasm. I want to clarify, orgasm is the gift that we give, but But yeah, the cultivation of the energy and the spark that is created between ourselves, if we're self-loving, or between two people or three, until your gift comes, is just as important. Because,
yeah, mm-hmm,
especially for women, because women, we know we are multi-orgasmic.
Right.
And we get into a place where we feel, and I'm telling the truth, women, we know, we get to a place where we feel we have to come with our guys.
Yes.
And we push, we try, and if we don't, we think, it was nice, but, you know. And and guys feel, you know, they want to last longer for us to be able to have our orgasm, you know. I want to get away from the goal of orgasm just for a moment, because the energy that is created in the consciousness is we are sharing pleasure because we are divine beings and we vibe. And if you can just get into the touches of the body, the kissing, sharing the fluid of the tongue and the eyes and the caressing and holding the body and licking the breasts and oral blessings, everything that comes with it, not the oral to get to the next step,
right,
not the kissing on the lips to get to the oral,
mm-hmm,
because that makes it profane, that makes it about a goal. But it's just, it's the way that we are cultivating energy that stays with us, because every time we're actually having a shared genital experience with someone, it stays in our energy field. And the more we can look at it as a cultivation of beautiful life energy that we are sharing our vulnerable energy with another person, we can keep that energy and it can enhance every other area of our life. And so then it's like, even if a woman in the beginning stages were not able to have an orgasm with our men, we can still have such a pleasurable experience that we have body orgasms if we're not having vaginal orgasms yet. Then when we get into a place of learning and knowing our bodies, we know what position is good for us to have our vaginal orgasms and our clitoral orgasms. That female superior position and the cat position, that always gets me. And I can have a couple of those in an encounter, or I can have one. Or if I don't have a clitoral or vaginal orgasm, but my entire body is trembling from the shared experience, I'm having a body orgasm. So I don't want us to lose sight of the actual whole play that we're doing in self-love, because, you know, if you think about just the goal of sex, you can miss the whole act.
Miss the whole point. Miss the magic.
Yeah, and guys as well, you don't get so concerned about, you know, I want you just get into the gift that I'm giving to this goddess, my lingam, the gift that I'm sharing. And you know, we speak a lot about heterosexual, but we have same-sex relationships in the same situations, okay?
Right.
I mean, any union between two people is a sharing of the pleasure that we have, and we are honoring that energy in each other, and we balance the yin-yang, but we don't look at it as goal. We look at it as the gift that we have for each other and cultivating this pleasure, because that lays the foundation of the divine birthright of prosperity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to be able to get, okay, if we think, oh, he didn't come or she didn't have an orgasm, we think something's wrong with ourselves, and we try to figure out techniques. And people ask me all the time, well, how should I lick the pussy, or is there something I should do this way? Every person's body is different. The portals are different.
Yeah.
There is really no right or wrong way. My whole heartfelt union with a man is just the fact that I may know a technique, but it's going to feel different on every person that I share it with. It's my heartfelt intention to connect with you that's going to bring that real pleasure.
Right.
And I want us really to stay with that kind of vibe, because it's really, you are who you are, and you are a gift. You are divine because you are choosing to share your body temple with another person, and they are a gift because you chose them. You know, you are honoring them. And then you come together in that union, and from the moment you're embracing that union, the whole experience is the gift. And then we have, if we get there, we get there to our ejaculation, to our orgasm, and then you just keep with that whole mountain of pleasure, and you just continue to flow in bliss.
Beautiful. We're going to continue on with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine and taking your questions here. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the next caller on the line, calling in, it looks like, from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 3-2.
That isn't me, is it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know how I got on the line. It was a mistake. I'm just listening.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yes. If you press 1, it's going to show me that you have a question, but that's fine. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404?
Hello?
Yes, can you please take us off speakerphones? We're getting a feedback.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, ladies. How are you doing?
We're fine.
Okay, I just have a question. My name is Sabrina. I just wanted to know if you could shed some light on why I don't have regular orgasms. The only time I come close to a feeling of orgasm is if I'm having if I'm masturbating through a clitoral stimulation. I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
That's okay. Okay, so you're not able to have an orgasm in a penetration?
No.
Okay, and...
And I'm 25, if that has anything to do with it.
Okay, and also, age shouldn't be an issue, but also I want to ask you a question. Can you have... Have you had an orgasm in the presence of a man?
No.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to say, first off, orgasms, and especially if you... Are you doing it with a vibrator?
No, I'm not.
Just your fingers?
Yes.
Okay, all right, good, all right. All right, orgasms for... Uh-huh. What'd you say?
No, I was saying.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So orgasms for women, when we cannot have an orgasm, like a shared experience, the first thing that goes on there, and this is kind of similar for men with IMO, inhibited male orgasm, orgasms are emotional. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so if we are not trusting the person that we are with, it's very hard to have an orgasm. Because I know when it happens with me, because I'm very orgasmic. So I know if I'm in union with a partner and I cannot come, and I know how to make myself come with a partner, I know that something's going on with me. And so I'm coming, I'm telling you, it even goes on with me sometimes. So if you've never had the experience, you're looking at first something emotional going on. And I go to trust, then there's anger, okay? Because that means heart chakra is shut down and your pussy cannot come. Because our sex center is important for us to connect to our heart so that we can have a full shared experience with the person. And people don't even realize that they're actually doing that when they're having ejaculation or orgasms, that they have connected to their heart, because orgasms is a vulnerable state. And
yes.
So then I would want to go, Samantha, right? Samantha?
Sabrina.
Sabrina, thank you, babe. Then you get into really personal questions. And I don't, you know, you can sidebar and email me, but there are certain things that could block us from the ability to have true orgasms. And if you make yourself dependent on the way you masturbate, and if it's a way that you masturbate that the physical body cannot actually get into that position with the person, you know, you can stop things from going, from circuiting through your body as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
That's why I asked if you used a vibrator, because I can tell you a story about a vibrator. I had to quit that.
No,
yeah, you don't want to mess with that.
Right. So I would say, you know, because there are other things. If a young woman like yourself that is full of fire at 25, you know, and is not blowing it up every time it gets touched, you know, because we're just as bad as men. When we first get to, oh, my God, what happened, you know? And and that's not happening. And but the good thing is you can have it with yourself. So you are responding. Thing is that you're not able to share yet that one vulnerable emotional place that is magical within you with another person. You're holding back your gift. And I go into trust issues. I get into anger right away.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
you know?
And that's the energy that I picked right away as well, too. So, yeah, you definitely want to do that. That is something that you should experience, and definitely you will be able to with doing some work. But a good question. You're not the only one out there that is experiencing this. So I get this
not
a lot, too.
Not only one.
Yeah, I know you do, but you're not. And you had a lot of courage. You came out, you called,
yes.
And you asked the question. You want to give this. You want to share this pleasure with a person. Because it's amazing that be able to have an orgasm in front of a person and with someone inside of you, you know. And even to be able to masturbate and let someone witness your orgasm. That is an – I do holy body,
yes.
Self-love groups where we witness each other's orgasm. And that is an amazing thing, too, Sabrina, that if you could even be able to have that experience with someone – that you would let them witness you masturbating and, you know, watch you have an orgasm, that would be a true gift. That would be a great beginning.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
You can trust that person there to witness that.
Yeah. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. I'll just share some key words with you as well, Sabrina, about letting go. And it is about the dragon energy that the Reverend Goddess Charmaine talked about. It's about your own personal power and your strength, as well as also asking and receiving. But definitely letting go those things of the past and really sort of working with that through visualization. And you'll get there. You will.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
All right. Peace and love. Yes. Very good question, because it is so many sisters that deal with this issue of not being able to actually, you know, have an orgasm in the presence of lover, whoever they're with at that time, because of so many different blocks and things of the past that have come up. So very brave question and a great question, and it looks like it has lit the board up, so we're going to keep moving. This is the time, you guys. Reverend Goddess Charmaine is here to ask your questions. So we're going to continue on, and we're going to get to the next caller calling in from area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening, good night, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
How are you? Greetings to you. And greetings to the Reverend Charmaine. How are you? It's so long I haven't heard from you.
Okay, who's on the line, please?
Yes, this is Kellan from Portland.
Oh,
Kellan.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it's been the past couple shows that you've done were pretty good. I really enjoyed it with Panic and I think it was the Seba also.
Yes.
Good shows, great shows. They were very, very educational.
Thank you.
And the Reverend Charmaine, is a good thing to have you speak on these topics, you know. Thanks for coming on and to share your experience with us. Just while I'm here, I just tuned in just a while ago, and I'm just going to ask, like, a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, what kind of mind frame should a person be in, like a positive mind frame? What kind of mindset should you have while you're engaging in sex? And how do you know if you have too much sex, or when enough is enough?
Okay. Pretty good question. I would say first, a consciousness that I go into, and I've been doing this for a very long time, so I'm really present and sharing pleasure. So really there's nothing that you're thinking about. If you're thinking about something when you're having sex, just bring yourself back to the lips, bring yourself back to where your genitals are, bring yourself to where your hands are, okay? What you're thinking about would be, if you're kissing, wow, her lips taste great, her tongue tastes wonderful, beautiful goddess, let me stroke her hair, let me smell her. You just want to, if you have to have thoughts, let it be around honoring the person that you're sharing pleasure with. Okay? Also,
right.
I every time I have an orgasm or my man has his gift, now, when you I go to my chakras as soon as I have an orgasm, and I move the energy through my chakras up my spine. because it balances the pleasure that you just had. And most often, when I'm with my lover, he ejaculates inside of me anyway, so I don't need to bless his semen. But if a man comes outside of your body, if you come outside of a woman's body or in a condom, you should bless it. And this kind of holds that consciousness of divinity and honoring the sacred masculine energy that you have and the divine feminine within her, because men lose a certain level of energy when they ejaculate, but
yeah,
they know that, yeah, you have given that energy over to the goddess within the woman, and so you need to acknowledge it as, I honor my seed, or I, great goddess, please receive my gift, or I bless my semen. But if you put it inside the woman's body, purely goes into her body, you don't need to bless it. The fact that she's received it is the blessing.
Right.
Okay. So holding that kind of consciousness of the divine feminine within her, the sacred masculine within me, by anointing, you know, when I give somebody a bodywork session, I am looking at their body as a temple, and all my thoughts are, great goddess, thank you for allowing me to be a loving channel of your loving energy. You know, that's what I'm thinking when I'm working on a person. So at the same way, thank you, goddess. I'm honoring the man that I'm with. I'm holding him tightly in my arms. I'm kissing his lips. I'm focusing on his eyes. My body is present with his, you know, so I can feel everything that's happening. And that's really where you are. If your mind is distracted, bring it back to your lips, to your sex center, to your hands, you know, your eyes. And if you have to do it 1,000 times, do it 1,000 times, because that's telling you something about how you're really viewing the sex that you're in. Maybe it's just profane, and that's why you're, oh, when is this going to be over? And smack that ass for that. Then, as far as how much is too much, you know, some people have a high sex drive and some people have a low sex drive, but I go through seasons where, see, women, sometimes I call my pussy, and she loves it when I say it. I say, you're a beast today, you know? It's like she's hungry, and I was like, oh, my God, if I could have it 3 times today, I'm good, you know? And then sometimes 3 times a week is fine. And then if I can't be with my partner more than I like, and I self-love, I would say you really want to gauge where the need for sexual release is coming from. Is it coming from my desire to share pleasure? Is it coming from my desire? You know, people love the orgasmic feeling and then bring in the blessings of that body. But then sometimes people are doing it because they feel like they don't have anybody, they don't have anything. They're full of stress in their mind. And when we have an ejaculation, we quickly get rid of the stress in our body.
Right.
But then we think again, and then the stress comes up again, and then we got to come again. That's where the compulsive addict comes into play. And that's really about something else, and that has nothing to do with sex. Practically, if a man is masturbating more than, I would say, 2 times a day, because it's true, I've worked with lots of men that masturbate 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day, and they hurt their lingams and they tear a vein.
Damn.
Yeah, man, I can tell you some stories. Don't get me started. But it's true. You got to know if your stuff is going to be hurt. I think that's telling you it's too much. I think that maybe the body is trying to say, can you give a brother a break here? Your lingam is talking to you. I mean, I made love with my lover, and we made love for so long, my lips were swelling up, and we were still like, damn, sweating and dripping. I mean, the sweat is off the bed. I'm like, babe, you got to stop. My beast, my woman, my yoni is telling you no. You say, let me go down to you for a little. No. No. The deep goddess within me says, okay, but she says, call me back in six hours, maybe in the morning. You know, our bodies know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the answering my questions. And great work. You know, people need that. And it's a good thing when someone can come and speak on the topic in a professional way and not, you know, feeling, you know, it's good. It's a good work that you're doing. And Miss Blue, it's so nice to hear from you. I know you forget who I am.
We had
a session one time, and the phone got cut off, and I didn't hear back from you.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Yeah, the phone had cut off just when we were ending It was in a weird way. I think my battery, what had happened, my battery, my cell phone battery died out.
When he had his session, he was talking about me.
You called me back and you left a message, so I thank you for that. And this is the first time that I've spoken to you since.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that I called you back, because I do like to bring closure. So I'm glad that we did close that up, and it's good to hear from you, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you for calling and asking the question.
You're welcome, and keep up the great show. I'll be listening.
Bless you.
All right. Peace and love. All right. We're going to continue on, you guys. 6-6-5-2-2-7-1-1 is the number to call if you have a question for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. We're going to go to the next caller online, calling in, it looks like, from area code 585. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tasha from Rochester. Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Reverend Goddess.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hi, I just want a better understanding of something that took place like a couple weeks ago. I've been having a relationship with this guy, and he hurt me, right? So my thing was to do like a sexual ritual to where I masturbate because I wanted him to apologize to me, right? So it seems like all my exes were calling me, everybody except for him. And it's just so strange, like, I've changed my number, and, you know, like, my ex-boyfriends are getting my phone number, they're getting in contact with me, but he just hasn't called. And I just want to understand, was there, like, an emotional, like, break, or, because I really feel like with all these exes calling, there was a, I want to say, like, a blockage, and something just opened up, you know, like, I don't know, it was very strange how that happened. So I just wanted to know if you have, like, any better understanding of that for me?
Okay. Because, you know, sexual energy, psychic energy, you know, it's all the same.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, we're alive. It's interesting that the exes called, because it would, so you obviously tapped into something. And and I would wonder if these exes that called, if they owed you an apology for something.
And that's what I
all did, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then it looks like he's not, it's not his turn yet.
Yes.
Okay.
Forgiveness is important, because you said you wanted him to apologize, so you did a sexual ritual to actually control his behavior towards you because you needed something from him. But so the universe didn't support that, or it's not time for him to, he has to, you know, I mean, we can't, okay. We can't really do spells on other people, but we actually can.
Right.
We gotta be careful.
Right.
Okay, we got to be careful about that.
Okay.
All right, so when I'm saying what I'm saying, I want to be, you know, we know what's up. But we got to be careful. We are responsible for the energy we put out there and on people. So it looks like, though, you did ask for something and that you actually got it, but you're getting it in line.
I'm happy for that magic,
yeah. Yeah, you are getting it. You're being, the men were calling and they were acknowledging you and apologizing and probably wishing whatever they were wishing, but being able to accept their apologies and heal from that takes you to the next one, and then he will probably call too.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know. But looking at the target and wanting to control that target, that will make you think, like, why is this going on? Why isn't he calling? But I think that in understanding this process, that it seems like it's been a pattern. And the healing of that is taking place with those people that actually owe you first. Their karmic debt has to be paid off first for this person to even be able to be showed up. Because I'm wondering, you know, without getting into opening too much of the detail, why is it that these things are going on? And these men have hurt you. And, you know, there's something in there that you need to look at, the pattern.
Yes. I'm dying over here. I'm sorry, you guys.
You're going to ask her?
I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. I promise.
Go ahead. No, don't be quiet.
I'm dying. I just wanted to say, and Reverend Goddess Charmaine did actually hit it on the head. And, of course, you know, I'm not going to bring up, you know, anything too personal, but some things to take a look at. One is the pattern. And then also the energy that you sent out, notice what you got back. And So you're wanting him to apologize for hurting you, but I want you to also think about the reflection that you got back from these men that came back. And I want you to look at the situation, because that situation with you and this person that you wanted him to apologize, and you can just tell me yes and no, it had a lot of restrictions and it was about a lot of risk, this relationship, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. It was about a lot of restrictions and a lot of risk. And so actually, he doesn't essentially owe you an apology, because what you were looking for is movement to get past all of your past hurt. And so by you really just using that energy to go toward him, what you actually did is you actually got a great gift. You got to see the reflection of the things in your life that you don't want to repeat, you see. And it is these patterns with these men that have hurt you in the past. And so this is where you begin to look at your own movement and see where you need to make some correction action. And so when next time you send that energy out into the universe, send it out there to go get what you want as opposed to what you don't want coming towards you. Because even though these men came back to say that they're sorry, they're also looking for that same vulnerability.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they challenged you with it, like, oh, you know, maybe we can get back together and try it again. Yeah, because they're looking for that same vulnerability. So this is where the universe is opening up, allowing you the opportunity to walk through your gateway so you don't repeat these lessons again. So thank that brother that you actually sent that energy out to, because he's a teacher to you. And so now it's time for you to learn that lesson and to move on and begin to use that energy. Send it out for what you do want to come into your life as opposed to what you don't.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you,
for
calling.
She did something pretty powerful, which can be a tool for people. Because self-love rituals, when you set an intention before you self-love about whatever it is you want to heal or manifest in your life, and then you self-love. When you have your orgasm, you go back to the intention and hold that vision during the time of the orgasm, because that's when the chakras can cement the energy in your energy field and support you in creating opportunities and having the energy you need to manifest what you want in your life. So she did do a sex ritual. She just did it, you know, in the way to try to get someone to do what she wanted. But you can also use that same process she did and setting an intention, and then when you have the orgasm, hold the vision of the intention and see yourself living that reality.
Beautiful, can be very powerful and healing. So, yes, beautiful, beautiful. 646-652, you guys, is the number to call. 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone so we know that you're here with a question. If you have a question, we're also going to go to the caller. It's like they're Skyping in. It looks like Swift is what I can see here. Greetings.
How you doing? You hear me?
Yes, we can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Brother Lewis.
Okay, greetings to you.
All right. I kind of feel embarrassed I get my name now, but I've actually never had an orgasm with a woman before. And I haven't actually been with that many women. I'd say like three. Only one of them was a long-term relationship. I feel that the issue, and the reason why, is because like my heart chakra is closed.
Yes,
and I have a very giant, huge heart, and I have a tendency to easily be manipulated by women. So I think I've been like cautious, you know what I'm saying, to like open that up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have orgasm like or feel like pleasure even when I masturbate. I'm kind of working now like towards opening up the heart chakra, and there's like moments where I kind of feel like, oh, this is, you know, this feels pleasurable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, you know, is it possible to you know, achieve like just genital pleasure? Or I mean, like I'm sure there's orgasms at different levels where, you know, the energy, you know, can reach up to different levels. Is it possible to, you know, for me to have sex without being in a relationship with a woman and enjoy it? Or do I have to find that person that I love that I can just open my heart up to and just, you know, because there's a side of me that wants to just like fall head over heels, or, you know, I'm trying to, you know, balance that, trying to, you know, how to, you know, just be able to not get hurt, but, you know, but still enjoy the pleasure of being in a relationship and, you know, giving and taking, you know, and receiving, et cetera.
Okay. Do you meditate?
All the time, like 6 hours a day.
Stop that.
I'm not kidding. I have
Stop
all day. I'm not kidding. I'm unemployed, and I meditate for hours
well,
a day. So
either you are born a monk, or you need to stop that. Because if you're meditating 6 hours a day and you're not in touch with your body, well, how is it? What are you meditating? Just above your head? I mean, the body?
I don't like meditate towards, you know, the desire to have orgasms with women.
No, I
saying?
Understand
medi-
that. But in meditation, you go into a stillness. You go into a peaceful place. Some people do meditation to empty their minds. But there's also the peacefulness in the body connects you to your energy centers in your body. So I'm just wondering, how are you meditating? You meditating outside of your body? People do transcendental meditation.
No.
Meditation.
Right now, like, I've gone through, like, a lot of trauma in my life, you know? So right now, there's, like, a lot of hurt still in my heart chakra, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's, you know, kind of holding me back from, like, I don't know, I guess just, like,
pleasure,
well,
then I think you need to look at the, okay, let's just focus on the fact that you want to know if you can even just have your own genital ejaculation, right? Pleasure.
Yeah, I ejaculate. The fluid comes
out.
You said
you don't feel a lot of pleasure in it when you do it.
But there's no pleasure in it. I heard Brother Panic talking about something about like ouges or some of that, some kind of like light or some of that. I think perhaps like maybe perhaps the journey that I had in my life, I needed to like hold back a certain amount of sexual energy so I could pursue what I needed to do, perhaps my work. Maybe that's why.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think he has a lot of information in him that he's thinking is coming from this place and that place. And, you know, it's almost like being programmed.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You know, immediately, I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Brother Lewis. Yeah.
I didn't really catch, you know, I didn't catch your name. I apologize. But immediately when I get into your energy, here's a couple of things that come up. Number one, truth. And number two, disruption. And then number three, it has a lot to do with focus. Let's go back to truth. Truth is, when you get in your energy, and I'm not going to put you on the spot here, because me and Reverend Goddess Charmaine, we do believe in keeping these things sacred. But since you called in, I'm sure that you're open to hear this message. Truth in the fact, what it is that you're actually trying to accomplish. Because I think really you're not trying to accomplish that connection. When it comes to connecting in an intimate or sacred relationship, that's not exactly what you're looking for, correct?
At this point in my life, no, but I'm wondering, you know, right. I just want it to be. I've never experienced it, and I'm wondering, is it possibly down the line? I'm not sure if that's what I'm trying to do in the next 2 months or so. But it'd be nice, you know, to fall in love.
Well, he was saying, is it possible for me just to have sex with a woman without me having to be head over heels in love with her?
Right.
And enjoy it, you know.
And this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what I think for you, Lewis, is that I truly don't think you're to the point where that's really where your sights are being set. And you said a key thing. You said you're meditating because you felt like this is where you needed to put your focus in order for you to accomplish those things that you need to accomplish in your life. So the first thing has to come with you really understanding what is it that you're really trying to work towards and put energy in. So just like you're focusing 6 hours a day and you're meditating to really keep yourself out of that place so you don't feel those pains of the past and those that have come from other female energy that have been in your life, correct?
Some of it is. Some of it's just society.
No, he said he's been through a lot of trauma. He's victimized. I think he's
I'm not saying I'm a victim. I'm not saying I'm a victim, but Yeah, I have a lot of the pain that I've gone through just has to deal with like what we as a people have gone through here in North America, and that's part of it. You know, that's a big part of it. And then
that also being a victim. So again, we could see your areas of where you're very sensitive at because you see certain things in a certain way. So this has a lot to do with your focus, because to you, a victim, these words mean certain things, and that also helps to block your energy, and it also keeps your energy funneled in one way. So it is about being open and definitely being open to hear even the message, you know, that Reverend Goddess, myself, we're sharing with you right now. And just be able to receive that. Those are going to be some of the start points. But I think that your initial start point has to come from your truth and really recognizing what it is that deep down inside, no judgment, and you don't have to give that out to us right here, what it is that you truly want.
And let me just say something about exercise. A lot of people, I've done these kind of, you sound, Ben, I could be wrong with this, but you sound like you have been hurt by women and you kind of had to step back trying to protect your heart, or you said your heart is shut down. Have you been able to express your anger in some way to release the fact that you're pissed off that this has happened? Have you been able to express your anger for, now I'm not saying towards the woman, maybe towards the woman, but it's for yourself to know that you're hurt and angry by the experiences that you've had? Have you been able to express that?
To be completely honest with you, like I have been hurt by women, but it's only been like recently in the last couple of years, and before that I still wasn't able to give my heart to, or you know what I'm saying, to a woman. But then again, a lot of the women just weren't, you know, I felt like on my level emotionally too, so I didn't like want to make commitment. And then I'm a person where if I knew that if I made a commitment with my heart, I'd be screwed, because I wouldn't have the energy to do, you know, to pursue perhaps what my path was, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm kind of like, I've been kind of a warrior in the past, and now I'm kind of getting off that whole warrior thing, fighting for my people type, you know, thing. You know what I'm saying? I've spent 2 months in jail. I just got out of jail. I'm just trying to like, you know, get back into the swing of things and just, you know, maybe, you know, look into my career, fall in love, and, you know, and stop being this, I don't know, person that's, you know, trying to like fight, be the warrior, fight hero type dude all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I hear you, but I think this. I think that what you've been doing is trying to do what you think you're supposed to do to get the person to treat you the way you want to be treated. And if you're not getting that, then you say, "Oh well, my heart's too big, and I'm giving too much to this person." We can't control anyone else. We can only control ourselves. And I asked you a question about if you've only been hurt these last 2 years, you still haven't been able to give your gift before then there's something else is going on. Because inhibited male orgasm is you are holding back your gift because you think the person doesn't deserve it. And it's right next door to anger. Orgasm ejaculation is emotional. It's our vulnerability. When a man gets an erection, because he is, I tell women, when a man gets an erection, he is making himself vulnerable when he gets an erection, okay? And when you want to give your energy to the woman and you come, and if you're not coming, you're not giving her your gift, period. Mm-hmm. And that's related to anger. It's an emotional energy. It's a gift that you're not going to give. You refuse to give it, okay? You refuse to give it, period, for whatever that reason is. And if you go out and you, and this is more on the lines of ego. This is not really energy, okay? So I want to say, if you're dating and you know you're a great guy, and you're presenting that great guy to the woman, and she doesn't see you for the great guy that you are, and she just takes advantage of you, so now you say, well, she doesn't deserve me, so you shut yourself down more and more and more. So I would, that's the person's loss. That's not your loss, you know? And somewhere in there, you've been losing right before you began. So either I would look at, you know, if there's some DNA stuff going on, are you playing out some family bondage problem? You know, I say, because you're saying this is going on forever,
I think that's definitely
relationship with your mother as well too. That connection, especially at a young age.
There's
a lot of stuff going on there because, you know, and that's another sidebar situation. Because this here is very heady, what's going on with him, and this is, you can't answer this question.
Yeah, this is not a call in on the show, and we give you sort of that quick fix. This is about some work to get done. I would definitely encourage you to reach out to the Reverend Goddess Charmaine as well, to so that you can, if this is something that you're willing to, obviously you're willing enough that you call in to make those steps to be able to walk in your truth and your light in this, to contact the Reverend Goddess Charmaine and set up consultation so that you can move past this and so you can get into the energy that is true and authentic to who you are. Yeah.
And in the readings for the generational programming, you know, Ms. Blue, the DNA stuff that passed on from generations, you can look into that for him as well.
Yeah, and as well
that's a big thing, I think, with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it is what I initially pick up. A lot of it has to do with things of this nature. I think, of course, your past life is going to it is impacting you. How deep, we'll have to see about how deep that is. But like I said, you're ready because you made this call. So that's a good step. You definitely reach out. Do you know how to reach the Reverend Goddess Charmaine as well? I'm sure you know how to reach me if you're here, but I definitely want you to do that, to take care of that. Because you do have some issues there to work out, and I think that you can definitely do it. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Blessings.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah, really,
my pleasure.
Yes. Good question there. Because it is many things that impact those things that happen, whether they be from the past, or, you know, another life, this life, you know, with relationships with your mother, those relationships even with father, all of these things impact who we think we are and centrally who we become or who we think we can or cannot be.
And, you know, I went through a lot of years ago, first when I went into my healing, I had to really work on the 10 generations of women in my family before me. I had to heal, do drumming circles and work with that energy all the way back into slavery for that bondage energy, which traveled through our genes.
Yes.
And when I found out about a lot of the abuse that the women suffered in my family all the way from so many generations past, I worked very hard on breaking that cycle and not wanting my daughter to go through the same thing, because we tend to live out those things unconsciously.
Right.
You know, not even knowing, when did this turn overnight?
Yeah. And the good thing is, we are not our past, or as Queen Afua would say, we are not our DNA, and we're not. And the good thing is, we didn't come back to do exactly the same thing that even we did in a past life or ancestors did.
Right.
So we can release those things from ourselves, and there are many ways that we can do them. So, yes, if you guys are out there and you find yourself in that situation of Brother Lewis, I'm going to say, like the commercial, you don't have to go to Reverend Charmaine or come to me, but please go get some help.
Somewhere. Because we are here for each other.
Yes. Get some help. We do.
There's a universal law, Ms. Blue. Mm-hmm. Every effort to rise raises another.
Yes.
I am here for you, and I thank you for being here for me.
Likewise. So beautiful. Likewise. Questions come from the chat room. You guys, 646-652-7711. You're bombarding me with questions. I want you to call in and press 1. I don't know where you guys are hanging out tonight or what you're doing, but you can press 1. Call in and ask your questions. I'll ask this one. What about men who have orgasms too fast? Are they overly stimulated sexually? What's up with this? And this is the question coming from in the form.
Okay. Premature ejaculation is probably one of the number one issues men go through. And this is not necessarily about two things. Premature ejaculation is a learned behavior because these young boys, when guys discover, wow, look at what's happening down here, and they touch it and they ejaculate. And so they learn to masturbate to come. And that's it. There's nothing about, wow, how my fingers feel on my lingam and, you know, my dick and everything, and they're stroking it. They're stroking to get to that promise, and that's to come. So when they grow up and they're able to share pleasure with a woman,
their body only knows arousal ejaculation.
Right.
And that's one form of premature ejaculation. Then you get the ones that have severe PE. And mm-hmm. those are the ones where, I mean, I've seen them, like, any, I'm talking severe, like a person pulls down their pants, or as soon as you touch them, they can ejaculate in their pants or in your hands.
It's gone. Yeah. It's gone.
Yeah. That's some severe stuff going on. And that is a person who cannot process pleasure or energy in their body of any kind. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they got angry, you might want to be careful around
right.
them. And it's about, because I'll touch a man suffering from severe PE, if I touch his stroke, his back, he ejaculates. It's
right.
not even about ever getting to the penis. So
right.
it would I would want to say, you know, first the man or even the person that's sharing this with him, is it right at entry he's coming, or is it 5 minutes into intercourse he's coming, or is it right when he takes off his clothes? And that would give you a determination of how severe the PE is. PE is defined with a man ejaculating before he wants to. Some men may think they're PE and they come in 20, 30 minutes. We may be fine with that. The guy's not fine with that, you know. But I think the sister or the person that wrote in the question
right.
is talking about premature ejaculation, which is happening pretty quick. So
right.
you have the foundation where the body has learned that arousal means ejaculation, and guys get that, boys get that, and when they first start masturbating at young ages, and they just have to relearn in their bodies. And then you get the severe PE where for some reason they weren't hugged, they weren't touched properly, they don't know how to receive energy or pleasure in the body, so it acts out through ejaculation.
Right.
And there are techniques for taking care of that, basic pubic coccyx muscle, PC muscle, you know, basic exercises like that. But then there's a technique of the sex center to the heart connection. And real quickly, if anyone's dealing with premature ejaculation, this exercise helps with that. This exercise wasn't created for this, but it does help with PE. If you masturbate self-love to the point where you feel like one or two more strokes, guys, and you're going to come, stop. Don't come. One or two more strokes. Stop. Don't come. Place your hands on your heart. Feel the energy moving into your heart until the sensation to come passes, and then begin and do the exercise again. Do that 3 times before you allow yourself to come. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get a sense of your scale, 1 to 10, right? And so if you know, because some guys don't even know, they're coming before they know the point of no return.
Right.
You should be connected to your body enough to know when you're getting close so that you learn how to hold back.
Right.
And then, so you get to that point where you know one or two more strokes, that's going to teach you that ability to know when, then to stop and hold it back. But moving the energy to your heart helps to move that fire energy through your chakras and can remove blocks, too, in your energy centers. But you're also giving your body a message as to, I have a purpose when I'm holding back my energy. I don't always have to come. Purpose is very important. And so when you do that exercise and then you choose to come, you give your gift, now you feel empowered because I chose to give my gift at this moment. Women can do the exercise as well. It's amazing. It's very good for connecting sex center to the heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I think we did that at past show. You went through that
yes.
exercise as
yes,
well.
We did.
So, great share there. We still have the phone lines open and about an hour to go in the form. So 646-652-2711. Those questions, you guys, are PM or EM in me. Why don't you just go ahead and call in and press 1. We're going to go to the phone line. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 904. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I'm actually in the chat room as pursuing professors. That was me asking the questions. I appreciate you. Appreciate it. But she really hit it on the head. I was asked to answer. You know, that's kind of what I was thinking myself. I've already downloaded the past show, so I'm privy to the exercises that you're speaking about. But since I did call in, I will ask: what is there anything that like I'm married? So is there something I could do with my wife? Well, I kind of heard it earlier about, you know, just making sure that I'm, you know, thinking about, you know, her beautiful parts, et cetera, while we're having sex. But anything else maybe that we could do to just, you know, heighten things and make it better?
Yes. Okay. I love stuff like this. I do this great goddess ritual for couples. But, you know, to really, I mean, you know, how wild is it to really feel the presence of the divine before you have your union, right? I mean, like really, like to just feel that God is witnessing us in this moment because God is within me and within you. So how about this? Especially it's nice to do things on a full moon. But before you and her go into your act, right, you would do a very nice ritual. First, you would place your hand in front of, your hands in a prayer position in front of your heart, both of you, and you bow to each other, and then you would say, I honor the goddess in you, to your wife, and she would say, I honor the God in you. And then you could do the fivefold kiss. You can get sexy with this, okay? Standing up or lying down, but the fivefold kiss is that you use your, you kiss your fingers, or you can just use your mouth right on the parts. But you kiss the feet and say, blessed are thy feet. Kiss the knees, blessed are thy knees. Kiss the lingam, or kiss the sex center, kiss the yoni, blessed is thy sex. Blessed is thy heart, right over the upper chest, and blessed are thy lips, and nice deep kiss. But each part you can spin, like, really, like, nice. You kiss her feet, you say, blessed are the feet. You can kiss her feet, lick her feet, lick her toes, you know, just let her just feel you just worshiping at her feet. And then you say, blessed are thy feet. Then you kiss her knees, blessed are thy knees. You spread her legs, and you open her yoni, and you blow into the yoni, and then you kiss the yoni, you lick her lips, not to arouse too much to orgasm, but to worship, to say thank you for being able to anoint her there. Blessed is thy sex. And then right between her breasts, you kiss her right on her heart, hold her close for a moment at her breast. Blessed is thy heart. And then lying over her, you kiss her lips, full mouth, and then you say, blessed are thy lips. And then she can do the same for you and go to town honoring, you know, each part of your body. Then you would begin with what I call evening prayer. And that would be where you have an intention of bringing to her what you want her to receive from your body. And what would that be? What would you want to, what gift would you want to give your wife energetically through your body?
Love, unconditional love, peace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what you hold in your body. For her, I give her unconditional love and peace. So then when you press your lingam into her yoni, you just put it into her yoni, and you just hold it there. You don't thrust, but you just kind of pump your PC muscles to let your lingam throb inside of her, holding the image of peace and unconditional love for her, just for her. No one else but honoring her for a moment or two or three. And then once that, then you can, you know, you know. That's a very right. beautiful ritual for bring people to really bring in the sacredness of the act. And then you can just say all kinds of, I mean, we can get as wild, we can do whatever you want to say. You know, I've just newly created a pre-wedding ceremony, tantra bonding ceremony I'm doing for couples that I actually marry, legally marry. But before then, we're doing an actual tantra bonding ceremony where they're saying the sexual vows to each other that they can't say in public. And the vows that you can say to you, I will suck you from sunrise to sunset. I will give you my hardness all the way into, you know, say the things that really bring out that primal energy. That's what we need, and that keeps relationships alive, you know?
Yeah.
And you can create rituals like this all the time. I mean, you can, there's this ton, if you go to my website and you look at my full moon sacred erotica, tons and tons of stories. Part of my offering to the goddess is I write these sacred, these fantasies every full moon. Every single one of those stories is based off of something that I actually experienced. But then I go, I blow it up. But if you read them, the actual rituals you can really do. So you can say, which one do you want to do this month? You know? The ones with the 20 people at the beach and everything, don't worry about that one. But the ones between... I'll tell you about that. It was a conference I went to. But anyway, the ones between couples, you really can have a really good time bringing the sacredness into your love act without... having it to be like just some stifled, cold relationship because we call it sacred. You know? I mean, all of our primal wild energy biting each other's ear, saying, get inside of me deep. I want you, because that's where the hunger is. That's how we create life. That's where passion is saying, be with me right now. You know, you grab hold of her, you cup her ass, you lift her up, you push her against the wall. You just bury yourself inside of her body, and she wraps herself around you and eat you up alive. That's what we're really here to do, you know, to make our miracles happen. And you can take that into your bedroom as a ritual and really bring up that passion, and that sacredness is really, really felt. Okay?
Good to go. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Bruno, one could ask another question. That's all right, Ms. Blue?
Can he?
Yeah, go ahead. You can.
All right. I was like, you know, we're kind of less than 2 years married, but, you know, we're going strong and going hard. But we were, like, just, you know, having a conversation with the idea and thinking and, you know, listening and talking, just wondering about open relationships. I just would like your, you know, just to hear what you might have to say about married people in open relationship. We know there are a lot of examples of that in our society, but there are a lot of different, you know, they're kind of polarized. You got the extremists, and then you got the, you know, whatever. So
yeah,
I'm just
very
wondering
much
if you could kind of talk about that a little bit.
Sure. I think it's very important that if the couples, honesty is very, very important. And you may even, so I don't have any, I'm not against or for polyamory relationships, polygamy, one-on-one. You know, I've experienced a few of those. So, but I think what I've learned in them is, where is the desire to open the relationship coming from? Is it my nature to be with more than one person because I've discovered that in myself over the years? Or is it that, you know, some people say, well, we save that relationship by opening it up? Are we, if we can be honest about the reasons we're choosing it, I think it can make our relationships that we're in very solid. If we're coming from it from another standpoint where a person is being coaxed into something because of a partner wanting it, that doesn't necessarily work out for everyone. So there's what you call, I noticed in the Tantra community, there are all kinds of tribes in the community where there's polyamory people, there's fairies. There's, you know, the woman that has the three boyfriends and the guy that has the four wives. And then you have the open polyamory where they have, like, 18 people because one person is having a relationship with five people and everybody has to know everybody and you have to communicate every day, you know. So then you have the very intimate polyamory relationship where one guy may have two women and each woman are only allowed to have one other man or one other partner, whether it's another woman or whatever. And that's a very, that is more of your safe ground because you, then you know what each other is doing, and you make agreements like you would in a one-on-one relationship. But either way, you're still going to have relationship. And so is it, you know, we don't want to take away from the intimacy of the two people where they can kind of cover up their real problems by bringing in another person. So if it's coming from that standpoint, if it's coming from a standpoint of how do we save, or if there is an issue, then we're doing it by distracting ourselves, I would say I would hold off. But if you're coming from a place where, babe, this is how I've always been, even before I've gotten married, but I want to share this life with you or live with you, then that's a more of a healthier place to look at or just discover together as a couple if you find it coming up now when it wasn't there before. Do you hear what I'm saying with that?
Oh, I definitely do. I do agree.
I have worked with a lot of people from swinging to polyamory to all kinds of things, and I've experienced some of it myself. I'm more of your goddess, godman, 101. At the same time, I'm a sensualist, so I like environments of sensual parties, and my partner needs to know I like sensual parties, not necessarily sharing my sexual energy on the physical level with another person, but I do like nude gatherings. And my men know I'm a nudist, I'm a goddess, and they get that. That is something that I need to cultivate in my life on an ongoing basis. And so my partners know that about me, and they share in that with me. Or they choose not. I have some men that are so like close the curtains, you know, get under the covers. I'm like, but they're like fantastic lovers. I'm like, okay, baby, when you're home, that's all good, you know. And then, you know, they know I'm on running around on the naked beach. I have my naked churches, and they honor my altar, you know, and we respect each other's differences. So you want to just, you know, so I'm saying that in a way that everyone's responsible for their choices. You just want to have an understanding of where the decisions are coming from. Because if it's coming from a lack, then you're looking at some trouble. If it's coming from a place of knowing thyself, then you can honor thyself.
Right.
Well, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate it. I do concur and agree, and that is my lifestyle, maturity and balance before making those type of decisions. So I definitely appreciate it. Goddesses, you guys are awesome. I love the show. Appreciate it. I don't have nothing else for you. That's about it for me. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you. Blessings.
Right. Thank you.
And beautiful blessings to your wife, too.
Yes. Great question. Really great question there. Some great questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you have a question, please press 1 once you're on the phone lines so that we know that you're there. We're going to go to the phone lines, calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's online, please?
Hi, this is Renata. I'm calling from the Atlanta area. And I just had a question of, I was raised in a church, and, you know, I've developed and come into consciousness, but I find it hard to, I guess, be open with my sexuality, even though I say I am, but it's not, it's still kind of hard for me, like, to be with, just to be honest, like, to be with one guy and maybe still have feelings for another, I guess. I don't know if that's immature, but I guess to, how can I say it? Like, it's not a unison. Like, I don't feel like it's a balance between what I know and what I feel and do when
right.
it comes to my sexuality. Being that I'm a woman and women are often called whores or... you know, just a lot of different titles come with that
mm-hmm.
when you're able to be open with your sexuality.
So,
I want to know, how did you, and I'm not saying that I would follow your blueprint per se, but how did you, what you know, feel, and think, how did you bring balance, and how did you just balance all three so that they weren't in conflict?
I get you. And it's so nice the way that you're saying that she said something very right about asking me my experience or my growth, but it doesn't necessarily mean she's going to do the same thing. But you
right.
want to know because you want to just respect that and get that. I get that. first of all, the programming, somebody called me a whore a couple of times. I'm like, holy whore. Anyway, so.
I think you can actually get that name out. Really demonstrating anything, really.
Yeah. You know, and like you said, you know, like I said earlier, knowing the path and walking the path are two different things. You know, but it's very hard for you to apply and do because of your upbringing and your the society's programming. There is no way to get yourself out of bondage except by acknowledging the fact that you know it's programming and it doesn't serve you. You are not going to be able to be authentic in your body unless you release the programming, because that's what it is. It is not a judgment that you actually feel about yourself. It is just simply other people, the ghosts in
right.
your head are there to keep you suffering because they are. I have gone through, like I said, you know, even when I was walking the path and there was, this was a very long time ago. I'm so happy to be able to say how long it's been. Because during those times, I didn't know when those thoughts would go away. But the truth is, I stayed with my affirmations and my prayers that my body is a holy temple. I am a universal lover. And I know, and I have less physical sex because of the energy that I know about. You know, I have a lover, and there was a time when I had two lovers, you know. And I knew the energy that we were exchanging, and I was committed to each of them. But up until that point, if I had a feeling of desiring one person and being with somebody else, trying to be free in my body and enjoy myself, but inside there's this conflict, should you be doing this?
what's going on? But yet you want to just show that I'm free and I'm because you it and on some level it makes you happy to be able to act like this because you know that's really where you belong in this freedom here. But this other place is the programming that's questioning everything that you do. Now I'm gonna tell you one thing that is very important. I know a lot of stuff, but I'm always researching and reading and learning and growing, and I have assistance in helping me as well to this day. Okay? I'm happy to be able to talk to you and maybe give you some information that can help you too, right? But one thing I love about me is I will reach out for some help and for some information. And I'll tell you something real quick that happened with me, a relationship I had 5 years ago that lasted for 5 years. With this man, I just love the fact that he did the rituals with me. We were even able to do couples groups together. I really loved that he was embracing who I am as a woman, as goddess, and we were just enjoying each other's bodies, and I opened up so much, and it made me better in my private practice, right? And all the sex we were having a great time, and then one day we had anal sex. It just kind of slipped. I'm like, what the hell? What? And, oh, my God. I had an orgasm and everything. And I thought, now that's it. Now I'm going to hell. I thought, and I'm goddess, okay? After everything that I've done, I said to myself, well, you know, you did this and you do that and you've had that experience and this experience, but you haven't given up the ass. So still there was like something that was a little bit still kind of okay with me. You see how the programming can fuck you up? And then we sat after we had anal sex and I was like, oh, and I felt so much shame. I couldn't believe, I said, me? Me? Oh, my God. So I got on the Internet, and I found this book, The Ultimate Guide to Anal Sex for Women. Lord have mercy, she saved my life. She don't know. I should have written her a letter. And I went through this book, and I did the exercise. Are you laughing, Ms. Blue?
Yes.
Because you know me, right?
I'm loving it.
I went through this book, and I read this book, and I did the exercises. I told my boyfriend. I freaked out. I couldn't. I just, you know. It really saved me. It really taught me so much about how to take care of yourself and the feelings that will come up because of it. And I couldn't believe that I had shame in my body over sex. And it really helped me. So you're talking about it, and you find ways to anoint your body. You find ways to continue talking about it because you ever heard this statement from old church, the devil's a liar? You ever heard that? The devil's a liar. Your body is alive. It houses the self. That self is connected to the source that is connected to all life on the planet. And we are connected to the energy beyond the planet, which is the galaxies. And that's all the life that's in us. And you experience that through every portal you have on you. Your mouth, your pussy, your ass, your ears, your eyes, your nose. I used to tell my boyfriend after I got free from my anal pleasure, I was free. I was like, you can make a hole anywhere, baby. Let's figure out what else can we do. And at that, I really experienced one night in a ritual with him because I went through this book. One night, over 8 hours of ritual and sex, I had 15 orgasms. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Because of exactly where you are right now. You're talking about it. You're going to love yourself. You're going to move beyond because you know it's ghosts in your head from programming. You know it's not true. First of all, it's not true. Okay, the body is a natural sexual being. What we do with it is our choice based on righteous judgment. Righteous judgment is, am I living the life that I set forth for myself? Not anybody else.
Not somebody else, yes.
Okay, you make a decision on how you're going to express yourself sexually for you and the people you want to express yourself with. You know, when that relationship did end, it took me a while, but I have still, I think I'm close to finding a person that may be able to, maybe worthy enough to experience me, the openness in that way. But there are, I know who I'm with and how I want to share myself with them and what I am willing to open myself to. Okay? Everybody doesn't get the ass. Okay, baby? But I'm okay if I share that portal with them because I know what's going on if I choose it. It's not but the experience, but realizing that I thought I was okay until that happened and all this shame came up, it was incredible. I was so surprised that I was still out here doing all this work and I could still have shame in my body over something that I did.
And that's something that we can't, that doesn't belong in us. And we cleanse ourselves from that. And you anoint yourself, and you have your righteous judgment, and you take care of yourself.
Yes.
Well, yes. I appreciate it, and I hope I didn't confuse you too much at the beginning, but I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No, very good.
Oh, yes. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings to you.
Peace.
Yes. Excellent question. Excellent. We're going to continue on. Great shares going on here with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 501. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. This is Sophia from Arkansas. How
y'all
doing?
Okay. All right. Greetings to you.
Peace. Well, I think that most of my question was just answered. I'm glad that she asked it first because it was a lot more eloquent than I was going to put it. I guess to add on to it, if you feel like I'm not really on the abstinence thing, I might get there, I might not. But if you're as a woman wanting to experience sex without, what would be the correct, I guess, well, I can't say correct, what would be a good mindset to go into sex with? I know earlier we were talking about, you know, just kind of a, not worship, but just admiring each body or whatever. Like, you're not going to have, I'm going to come out of a relationship, I think, and I'm going to have another partner because I don't want to change. So what would be the correct attitude, I guess, to not beat yourself up about
it? So you're saying if you came out of a relationship but you want to have a lover, even if you're not going to have the traditional relationship, you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. Tantric partner.
Yeah.
I want a tantric partner. So that was a nice way, that's a sacred way to say lover.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You can, and really it's about choosing a man that you feel can fulfill you, not just sexually, but in that sexual union, you can also be fulfilled spiritually. Because spirituality, spirit is thought in action. What is my thought in choosing a lover? My thought is choosing a man that I feel is healthy, maybe living a lifestyle that I like. So if his energy is with mine, we can actually bless each other even outside of the bedroom by our union.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a healthy way to look at choosing to continue to keep your body alive through physical contact, because it is a gift. And you're choosing right now not to enter into any other kind of relationship with him, as far as whatever that would look like, at, you know, partners living together, looking for marriage, or whatever that is. You know,
right.
Because lovers are tantric partners, we're very beneficial to each other.
Yeah.
And that's very important. Uh-huh.
It does take a degree of honesty with yourself, because many have come to me that thought that they were kind of setting themselves up for this path, and then ended up, you know, really falling into this love where they wanted just that one person, and the other person was not willing to commit to it. So you do need to really recognize what it is that you're truly searching for. And be very open and honest, I would say, and I'm sure Reverend Goddess will speak on this as well, about what that commitment means to each one of you.
Yeah, you know, because this is the moment that you're in right now, and I think it's a very empowering step to take. So this is not a lesser relationship, because it's not in the context of what we consider traditional relationships. People have lovers for a very long time. They just don't talk about it a lot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Old-fashioned profane names is booty call, you know. You know, friends
right.
with benefits, stuff like that. But in a way that you want to feel whole with it, making yourself whole with the choice, bringing in the spiritual aspect, because this is what this conversation is about, the divine feminine and the sacred masculine, is honoring that man and really checking him out for, do I want this kind of energy around and in my body? And in that, I want to experience the tantric relationship. That means I'm choosing a man to make love with for physical, spiritual, and sexual balance in my life. Just that. And you choose him based on his lifestyle, as far as good energy, healthy man in that way, because you don't want a lot of that chaos in your life. And that's what it is, and that's divinity. And it can be a joyful, joyful time, because after you make love and enjoy each other's company for the time that you have, and then he go on about his business, you go on about your business, and then you decide when to get together again. And you can make it, if a person is tantric, if you use the word tantric with the person, he might be willing to do a heart salutation with you,
right.
You know? And that can be a nice thing. You know, I just came back from Aruba about 3 weeks ago. I went for 5 days, and I told my girlfriends, I want to meet myself an island man. And they were like, girl. So we were out there, and I asked the lady that picked us up from the resort. She was very nice. She picked us up, and I said, are there any single men here? She goes, there's mostly couples, people that are getting married and things like that here. Not a lot of single men. I was like, I'm going to find me a single man. She goes, well, you know, I don't know, but whatever, she said. I was like, So the next morning, I'm at breakfast. I got up before my girlfriends, and I went down to breakfast by myself, and I was peeping out the good-looking men that I saw eating breakfast by themselves. So I found one. So I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him again, and he walked past me a couple of times, and he winked at me. So then on my way, and then my girlfriends met me, and we finished, and I was pointing the guy out. So on our way out of the restaurant, I went up to him, introduced myself. We exchanged room numbers. He was in the hotel. He was a baseball player and a soccer player. He was there for some tournaments in Aruba. He was from another island not far away. I had a boyfriend for 4 days. We had a wonderful time together. And what was interesting was he allowed me to anoint his body, to bless him. And for 4 days, for the last day I was there was the actual day we actually made love. All the other days were just enjoying each other's company, out to dinner, going on walks, and he spent time with my girlfriends too. And I was just telling him about Tantra, and I didn't spend a lot of time about it, but it was my one encounter with him, and he was very okay with the anointing. I mean, hey, he was happy to meet a woman from America. You know, he wasn't going to say no anyway. I don't think guys would say no if they could have sex with a woman, you know. But the point is I brought that into the union. That was very important for me to share that with him. I thanked him because, honestly, you know, it had been a long time since I had even been with a black man. And I really loved the way, how much of a gentleman he was while I was there. And I wanted to have that experience with him. During the times we were there, I was telling my girlfriends, yeah, if I don't get to use this condom, I'm going to go back angry, right? And they're like, girl, don't worry about that. I said, listen, I don't want to just use my dildo all the time. I want my lover while I'm out here, whatever, something like that, I said. She goes, no, don't worry about it. Just use a dildo. I said, listen, sometimes you want some shoulders and arms connected to a dildo. And we were bugging out on the fact that we're talking about body contact is what a woman needs. And I wanted to have an experience with an island man. He was a gentleman. And I brought in my faith and the opportunity with him. And he received it. And every time I bless a man's semen in the condom, they always do the same thing. They don't know what to do with it afterwards. They're looking at it differently. They're like, what should I do with it? Like they should place it on the altar or save it in the Bible or something. I said, no, it's okay. You can flush it down the toilet. It's blessed now, you know? So you want to kind of bring that kind of consciousness into your opportunity with the person that would be a tantric partner. Whether it's a one encounter or it's a long-term lover's relationship, you will make that decision based on righteous judgment.
Right.
I have too many stories, don't I?
No.
Lord have mercy.
I'll tell mine one day. Maybe in a memoir or something.
You get it? You get what I'm saying, though?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So that's there you go.
For your tantric partner, you don't worry about. You know you're not abstaining. You're doing your thing. You're a grown, healthy woman. Let's go for it. But just bring the sacredness into it because you're a goddess.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in. All right. We're going to continue. I see you guys out there. You have lots of questions for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, and she definitely has the answers for you. We're going to go to the next caller calling from area code 219. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. I'm calling from Miraville, Indiana, and my name is Omega 7. and I have a couple of questions and some comments. The first question I have is the Reverend Sherman. Is that Reverend attached to a theologian, a person of the cloth, or is it a name that you acquired?
I was ordained at the New Seminary, the School of Interfaith Theology. I am an ordained interfaith minister.
Okay, I'm familiar with that. I'm also a minister. I was curious to know that, you know, during the conversation you were saying that that makes the relationship spiritual because you're a goddess. Now, what would happen if you didn't consider yourself a goddess? I thought all relationships, when you're encountering tantra sex, it's to ultimately have an orgasm in the spirit where you're actually making love to the Creator so that you can both be able to give a higher sanctuary or a higher praise to God. So no matter if you were a goddess or not, that most of the lovemaking should be catered towards engaging in spirituality. And it seems like we have to make an excuse for why we want to have sex. And really, every engagement should be intimate in the fact that you are trying to get to the higher heights. As you know, the man knows that he's going to heaven every time he enters the woman's body. So it's an experience for engaging in a spirituality, regardless if you are a goddess or not, because there's some women out there that don't know they're goddess.
Okay. I like what you're saying, and that's more along the lines of walking. When I say walking the path, in the beginning, what we are doing, where we, you know how when you first, like what they call a child of God, we are invoking that spirit by reading scripture. We are remembering that God is with us, and we're using the spiritual laws to help us live our lives every day. Well, in Tantra and Kama Sutra, Kama is desire, Sutra are techniques. So it actually teaches what they call in Kama Sutra the civilized man how to live in their environment, in a tantric environment. So these rituals and steps and affirmations and prayers and blessings that we do really continue to invoke that spirit in couples that don't already have that foundation without speaking it.
Now, when you say spirit, from the perspective of the denomination, is it sort of like a Unity International, or does it have a specific faith? When you say invoke the spirits, are we looking at ancestorship worshiping? Are we coming from a perspective of unity, or what perspective is the actual religion coming from when you say invoke the spirit?
Well, spirituality is more of a state of mind. It's a thought in action. It's not based off of a religion. A person's spirituality has to be their personal choice as to whether they believe they are bringing in their ancestors. I know of all of that, but every person is responsible for their active relationship with what they call spirit in their bodies.
Right.
The spirit is thought in action.
And I like the fact that you're using the spirit. You're using that because I come from a perspective of I guess you would say, being involved with unitary and openness so that it's not designating any type of denomination. And that's why I was wondering, was your faith in your ordination, was it Christianity, or was it a Unitarian so that you can actually embrace all denominations?
Well,
I just wanted to say this. Forgive me, Reverend Goddess. I mean, I'm going to let you finish. to the caller, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Omega 7.
Okay, Omega 7. Thank you for calling
not
in.
Omega.
Okay, forgive me for that. Well, thank you for calling in, and it's good to, you know, hear your perspective. I will say that the Remix audience, I'm not sure if this is your first time stopped by the Remix and listening, but we do cater to an international audience that really comes from many different backgrounds, many different faiths, spiritualities, and different cultures all across the world. And so that perspective, if I could so humbly tell you that Reverend Goddess is speaking from tonight for the audience that she is addressing, if you don't know how to contact her, I can give you her contact information. so that you can, you know, reach her. And it seems like you have a lot of information to share as well, too.
Well, yeah, you can go to my sensuousmystic@optonline.net. That's
right,
my email.
I'll
go right to my website.
I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Terrific. Blessings.
Yes. Peace and blessings. Thank you for calling in. Yeah. Some really good questions. Really good questions. We're going to continue on. We're live here in the remix. And we are speaking with the one and only, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She has come by to definitely bless with her goddess blessings this evening. As we continue, we still have 24 minutes left to form. So if you guys do have some more questions, you are certainly free to call in to ask those questions. We're going to go to the phone lines now. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You are live in Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Almost Tim calling from Colorado. And I want to thank y'all for all the knowledge that y'all give to the people. And I do have one question. Well, it's more of a question-type statement, type answer. But I have this overwhelming feeling of guilt because I feel, in my own personal opinion, that I am such a powerful sorcerer that the sexual magic that I'm using on, I want to say, on my suitees, and they're not adepts like myself. They're inepts, and I don't know how to get rid of this feeling that I have. I mean, I know I'm not doing anything wrong by doing what I'm doing, but it just feels wrong because I know that I have way more knowledge than they do. Like, you know, that moment of the 2 o'clock last call moment at the club, when, you know, I lock eyes and find someone that I want to use to do my magic with, and they really don't understand where I'm coming from. And if I tell them that the magic that I'm using will change them, but they really still don't feel it and they don't believe it, but I'm still using it, and they do it, and we do it together, and, you know, we make beautiful sounds, Marvin Gaye style, Al Green, and stuff like that.
Don't kid yourself.
I know. You know, they're giving me
You might think, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I feel that, no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah, but, I mean, on the surface, they pretend that they don't know. So how do I get over that? Because, you know, I can't change the way that they feel or the way they act. But as far as myself, what do I do? I just don't know.
Well, I think that your body spirit is speaking to you about who you're actually sharing your magic with. And
okay.
Like I said earlier, that I had less intercourse because of what I started learning about energy and what was actually happening regarding our sex magic. And then I would say something I've had to do when I got really into the sacred masculine more is I had to create environments where I would be meeting people like-minded.
Yeah.
And
okay.
If you got to explain too much of this to some woman,
yeah.
Like the other lady was saying, there's a point where you know every sexual encounter is a magic, is a spiritual encounter, and that is true.
Yes.
If you got to tell a woman, this magic I'm going to give you is powerful, is going to change your life, okay. It sounds like a game you're playing on these women. You're talking about,
I know,
club.
Right?
You know, and you're feeling guilty because your body spirit knows. If you're going to speak your magic, Mr. Man, you need to step to a woman that knows she has magic too.
That's right.
You ain't no sorcerer. You ain't no sorcerer, okay? Because then that means you're being a healer, then that's different. That means you like to rescue the pussy.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Did you hear what I said?
No.
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, goddess. Because
if you are choosing those women that don't know who you are, then you are more of a healer sorcerer where you want to rescue the pussy, and that's why you want to do it with them, rather than be with the goddess that knows her pussy is power with your lingam, and you all doing it together, equally transforming the planet.
Yeah.
And then you don't need to, you know, this guilt is your body spirit talking about the lingam has virtues, and the lingam is always honest, and that's why it's talking to you the way it is, and that's why you called in. All right, go ahead.
Whoa.
What do you want to say?
I hear that. It's telling me more of a truth than my brain is telling me then. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you
right.
want to be put yourself in environments where women are walking and talking the way you are.
Yes.
And if you can't find those, if you can't find those environments, because I've been there, I created mine. I created toga parties, Ms. Blue. Okay, toga
That's
parties, clothing optional movie night, all kinds of Ooh. Things, and meet people that are like me. So then you find people that can share an energy like that.
That's true, though.
But if you aren't doing the sorcerer stuff, you might be really needing to look at: are you really a healer? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why you're drawing those kind of women that may need to see and feel that energy that you have, but then
Can I cringe to say, or maybe they're healing you because you're going out looking for them?
Well, it's not that I look for them, but you know, I find them.
No.
He had a lot to say about the sorcerer stuff.
Sure
nah, nah.
I mean, not that I'm looking, but they disappear.
Right when the club said it's time to go.
Yes, he said when the club lights shut down, that's when you come out. And, you know, that's, no, being serious, I'm just going to kind of play the little advocate here, you know, because that's what vampires do. They wait.
Uh-huh.
They wait for their prey, and they go out.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, the only thing I'm going to tell you is don't sleep on the poom-poom, because they may be healing you.
They may be healing you.
You're the one coming back for that bite. You're coming back
absolutely.
For the fight. You really got to listen to what you are actually doing with your sexual energy. There are a lot of dakas out there, okay? A lot of dakas, male tantric healers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that may be something that you can do. I was a surrogate for years. I became a tantric healer for years, and I'm evolving out of that into my I've evolved out of that into my goddess, but now it's going to another whole level. That part of my practice is over. You know, I was a healer, and this is kind of trippy here, but I got a past life message, like, I think, like, 15 years ago, that the reason why I was a surrogate was because in a past life, I used to seduce priests.
I can see that.
I was now a surrogate healing those men that I seduced.
Yeah.
You can see that?
Yeah.
I was like, dang. And then they said when it was over, I was done and I was no longer a surrogate. I was like, because to this day, I love a spiritual man. My ex-boyfriend used to say to me, every time a man prays, you want to spread your legs. I was like, yes. Pray then with me. Pray with a sister, man. What's up? I love prayer. I love a spiritual man.
Good.
I had a man lay his hands on me and pray in front of my altar in the bedroom. We're naked. Girl, don't even get me started.
I hear that.
But I didn't have to seduce them. We were on the same page. We were here, you know, we were here.
Yeah.
Not with Sorcerer Man over here in the nightclub doing some Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass. Turn off the lights.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, okay.
Just look at the healer aspect of you, because there may be something going on there that you're drawing certain types of women, or you may need to see if you need time to create an environment where you're meeting the goddess and you're the sacred masculine, because the god is within you.
Yeah.
All right.
So true.
Yeah, because the remix doesn't have a single section, so you know I'm trying to
Let me Let me tell you something. What I'm waiting on now, I am waiting on the first remix baby. There are more hookups, more get together.
Yes, I've heard about them too, girl.
I heard about them. I talked to sisters about them in sessions. I talked to brothers in sessions. So definitely, brother, get at these sisters, because they are definitely out there. They are getting at the brothers, and the brothers are getting at them.
Especially in the chat room, right? In the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some real stuff going on and some real magic going on in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move to the chat room then to get up off the phone. I hear that.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Absolutely.
Peace. Blessings. All right. We have another caller calling in. This is just wonderful. Love to share. You guys know y'all are linking up over there. Don't sleep. Don't act like you don't know. But now we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like they're calling in from a private line. I'm going to go ahead and click on you because I just know you have a question for the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Greetings. private caller, private number. Hello. Greetings.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hello. Greetings.
Yeah, is it showing up as private?
Yes.
Okay. It is, but no worries about that. No worries.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. It shouldn't anyway. I'm calling from UK. This is Olufemi. I emailed you yesterday. You know, I'm not sure whether you remember.
Every time you call in, you say you emailed me yesterday. But you have a question. We have 14 minutes. What's your question for Reverend Goddess Charmaine?
I just tuned in. I don't know what the show is about.
You're gonna love this because I believe everything happens in divine timing. We are talking about sex. That's what we're talking about. All things sex magic, understanding the masculine, the feminine energy. We're talking about when to ejaculate, when not to do it, when to have a cosmic orgasm, when not to do it. All of those things. Any sexual question you could possibly ask, this is your time for you to do it.
Okay. What's a cosmic orgasm?
It's the connection to all life energy beyond the planet. Our bodies, your body is a holy temple, right? So your holy temple houses the self. That self is your soul. Your soul has memory. It thrives off of attachments with others. Beyond that self energy expands into a source energy, which is like your aura. And that source energy expands into connecting to all living things on the planet, animal life, the water, the air, fire, vegetation, things like that. And beyond that, we have what we call the line of consciousness, which extends through our body, through our chakras, out through our crown chakra, into the cosmos, the universe. So in sexual union, the belief is if we know that we have that kind of connection to all life energy beyond the planet and beyond, we can have a cosmic orgasm where we feel like all of us is open and connected to all of that at one simultaneous moment. And that's a powerful, powerful orgasm.
Okay, mm-hmm. So my understanding is when you have cosmic orgasm, you will have some sort of spirit being out there. Do you have it yourself?
You can have it with yourself. You can share it in pleasure. But you know, you said something interesting. You said spirit being. Well, there have been times where people that are not physically together can choose to self pleasure and meet in the spirit world and have sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very bad thing. It's a bad thing, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily. If you're choosing to do it, you know.
Right.
Now, I can.
Because
there's
in
an
my
example
culture,
for
in my culture, it's not good. It's bad.
Then you don't do it.
Then don't do it. Do you have any?
Okay.
Do you have
okay.
any special questions that you wanted to have answered? Any problems or any challenges sexually?
The thing I'm becoming aware of is this, you know, when you're having sex with your significant other and it says you don't have to ejaculate, then you can ask for things that you want and it will manifest, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that takes a lot of practice, isn't it? Because, you know when one is about, you know, ejaculating, you can't hold back sometimes.
Yes.
If one holds back, right, so you're saying anything one wants, you ask for, like you want to win something, it will manifest? Or?
Well, you know, what I try to tell people when they're setting intentions with their self-love or this sex magic with a partner is you set an intention for something that you want to manifest for yourself or the other. As far as winning something where there is a group process, well, you can do it and see what happens. I don't know if other people's divine will would be affected by you taking something that belongs to someone else.
But I stick more towards things that I can change within myself and things that I can bring into my life through universal opportunities. So, yes, sex magic can happen, and you set an intention for what you want to manifest in your life. You have sex or you self-love, masturbate to the point where you feel like you're going to come, and you don't, you hold back.
I wouldn't do that.
Well, this is what you asked me.
Right.
Yeah, no, I said if I'm having it with a significant, I do understand. If I'm having it with
so you're saying you wouldn't self-love. You're saying with your partner, you would get to a point where you feel like you're going to come, and then you hold back. You don't. You're saying holding on to your gift, and you sacrifice the ejaculation to get what you want.
Okay.
That's what you're asking?
Yes. If you said something about if it's a group, for instance, if I'm thinking of winning something, maybe some sort of prize or lottery,
right?
You're saying because it's a group thing, I might be taking something that belongs to someone else.
Yes.
Okay.
What I would do is if it's a lottery and you're going to go pick your numbers, I would visualize, ask for the numbers.
Okay.
You know, if it's a lottery thing, guide me to the right number, ticket, whatever that may be. If you already have something, you say, I want these numbers to be called. That's a different, it's more of a level of control over others. I would be more guided as to, you know, if you're looking at it that way. A lot of people do things with numbers and dream books and interpret, you know, things like that. Sexual energy can be, it is an attraction energy. So you could use it to be attracted to the right vibration for what you want. You know, and being attuned to your body in that way is important.
Okay. And then the female herself, I understand when she reaches, when she's having orgasm, right, that the energy surrounds herself and the man she's having it with. And then she can also ask for things as well.
Of course. What you want to do with the woman, when she has an orgasm, kiss her and take in her mouth, her saliva, into your mouth while she's thinking about what you want to manifest together. You can get that woman's mouth, saliva is filled with energy when she has the orgasm. And if you kiss her and take in her fluids, it'll be very good for you.
Okay, and say what one wants.
Yes, exactly. Holding that visualizing it and saying it, either way. You can visualize it and kiss her while you're visualizing winning or bringing healing into your life or winning whatever it is you want to win, seeing your home in a prosperous way, but while she's having the orgasm and kissing her with that.
Okay.
When she says to you, I'm coming, then you kiss her and you hold the energy together. Both of you can do it. It'd be very good.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For giving me the time, you know. And Mrs. Blue,
yes?
You don't know when next you'll be having a show with Bobby Hemmett.
Do I know? Brother Bobby Hemmett will be coming up. You can sign up for the remix here, and it will show you whenever the remix shows will be coming on, and you'll see when. I'm sure he'll be coming back soon. I don't have a date for you as of yet, but I'm sure he will.
Okay.
And you can always. Well, thank you. And you can always call him. You can always call Brother Bobby. Okay. Peace and love.
To other things, you won't be able to talk to him though.
Yeah. That's correct.
Anyway, I'll speak to you again. Let me give other people a chance.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for asking questions as well. All right.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
All right, we're going to go on to the next caller. I do want to let everyone know that we have about 5 minutes left to go in the forum. We may go over just a little bit. I see there's another caller that's on the line that has a question. But if you guys want to hear the end of the show, don't forget to download. We will be doing a show on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So stay close, and you'll see who's coming on. But let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like it says D-Man-999. Let's see. Looks like a Skype caller. Greetings to you.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. Reverend
Greetings.
Sherman. Thank you for that call. Yeah, my question is pretty quick. I just want to know if you have any advice for younger men that are interested in older women, because, you know, I'm dealing with lots of younger women, and when it comes to magic, it's just a lot to deal with, you know what I'm saying? It can be kind of more difficult, so I'm looking for more wisdom in my relationship. So if you have any advice for, like, you know, attracting, keeping older women interested.
Girl, you know what they say, Ms. Blue, they say, a woman told me this, because the older I get, the younger they get. I'm like, why is this going on? The young brothers. There is really not really much I can say, except if you want to meet an older woman for, you're talking about Tantra in particular, or just, you say you want less drama?
Well, Tantra, less drama, the whole thing. You know what I mean? Just, you know, ascension and progress and growth and development.
So sometimes age don't make a difference.
It's more effective in general to deal with someone who's more mature.
I would look at maturity as far as not necessarily in age, but more in experience. It's not always age, but I get what you're saying as far as the older woman's standpoint, because younger men are, you know, getting into this thing with older women. I don't know if you look into the lifestyle of a woman. If you go into tantric environments, you are going to see older women there, though. And I do think that's something that's happening. There is a young vibe I've been seeing that's coming through in the community, but I'm meeting a lot of women my age and older as well. So I really don't know, like, just where you are, you know.
Just go in the remix.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them popped up when you said that.
Yeah, you know, just, I mean, I'm glad that you're asking me the question, but I don't know, there's really
way. Like, when you say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But when you say, you know, when you said before, you made that joke or whatever, that the older you get, the younger they get, you know what I'm saying, does that make the men more interesting that they're getting younger? Is there any aspect of
that? It's surprising to me as I've gotten older, personally, that the men that come on to me are getting so much younger, to the point that I had to tell one guy, he was like almost my daughter's age. I was like, man, I'm not going out with you. You're my daughter's age. That brother, he kept on after it. I was like, you know what? Meet me on the corner. I can't have you come to the house. Like, my daughter can't see your ass, you know? But that was a joke that we made. I ended up telling her. I don't know why, but another woman told me, because when I met her, her boyfriend was 40 years younger than her. And I said, Lord have mercy. And she said, honey, and she told me that. And there is something that is meeting sexually between an older woman and a young man, I do think. Because the older we get, I feel that my sexual expression is freer. I desire it more. Yeah. And I think a young man is able to meet up with a woman in that way, where I think that part is happening. You know, I'm not trying to insult same age relationships, because I prefer my men closer to my age. I'm just saying I have noticed there's a drive, and I'm 46 years old. There are things that are going on in my body that are so different from 10 years ago that anybody that gets a chance to climb in this world is having a magnificent time and a true conscious experience. And I think younger guys can also, like, just they like really, really, they're so hungry and they're so present, you know? They're not really, like, they're just really enjoying where they are, and women feel that, like, that real hungry desire that they have, the younger men with the older women. Aside from that, spiritually, I can't say if it's any different from anyone else when you're having the act with someone that is conscious. A conscious person is a conscious person. And I mean that as far as knowing we're making love and we're enjoying each other's bodies, we're sharing pleasure, we're not trying to get something more from the other person. People are not stealing energy from each other.
Right.
Lots of times in profane sex, somebody comes out on the short end of the stick, and that's not what we're talking about when I say conscious.
Right. And just so you know, there are some, you know, there are some sisters, I guess if that be the word for you, that are in your age group that are very much mature. So don't think that age has anything. I mean, just look around. There are some people who are too old to act the way that they do, and they still do it. So don't let that be your preference.
Right,
just because you're an older woman, it doesn't mean that she has the knowledge or the wisdom that you're looking for, you know?
Right.
So really allow the energy to attract you versus what you see on the outside or what someone says their age is. Because that can be very misleading, you know? Very misleading.
Is there any way? I mean, if not, you know, of course, it's fine. I know you only have said you only have 38 seconds left on my computer, but can I get a little mini reading? You see anything in my aura?
Oh, you did get a mini reading.
Yeah.
You did. But if you hold on for me, let me go ahead. I want to close out because we are at the 3-hour mark. And I know that the Reverend Goddess Charmaine, I know she's certainly willing to hang out with us here, but we have had her time. I want to thank you. It's always an honor and a pleasure to have you on the forum. Learned so much, definitely, my sister doing work out there. So I want to wish you peace and love, and always know that you can always come back whenever you want to, whenever.
Love you, Ms. Blue, and thank you so much. And I enjoy the Remix family very much. Blessings.
All right. Peace and blessings. So you definitely can stay with us if you want to. It is up to you, but I know Saturdays are busy days for you.
Well, I like to get to my Zumba class in the morning, so I need to hit the road, Jack, and go into my Zumba goddess land. So everybody, email me, contact me if you would like to continue the discussion in some way. But Ms. Blue, I'll be back.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And have that good Zumba for me. I do Zumba at home right now, but I want to get back into the classes because it's so much fun to just kind of shake in
it
front
is.
Of everybody.
And I have the disc at home, too. I do that sometimes at home, too. Yeah. All right, honey. Goddess blessings.
All right. Goddess blessings, peace, and love. All right.
Bye.
We're going to continue, you guys, just for a little bit here as we get ready to close out. Wonderful share with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Always great to have her in form with us as well. If you're on the phone line and you have a question, 646-652-2711, press 1 when you get on the line. This was such a great conversation, and love sharing the form with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine as well. So, are you still on the line? And tell us, you didn't get a chance to tell me your name.
Oh, my name is Gerald.
Gerald. Okay, you're calling from Connecticut. And you wanted to know about some energy that I picked up there. Or one of the main things, I would say, Gerald, that I did pick up from you had a lot to do with a little bit of green energy, which green energy is that energy that does come from that place of love, and it also comes from that place of growth. And this is a lot to do with what you have going on right now. You are looking for that love, and you are looking for that growth, but you're looking for it in a particular way. I do get the sense, though, if I can just say this, and I'll kind of tailor it a little bit, but that you're just coming out of a relationship maybe not too long ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, sort of today.
Wow. So the energy was a lot closer than I'd imagine. Yes, and I do get the sense of that as well, too. And I feel like whenever I connect with your energy, I just feel like you felt as though maybe you gave too much. And I feel that you feel that there is a little bit of resentment for how much love that you did try to give from a very, very honest place. And you didn't really get that in an honest place back. Is that the case?
Yep, I've been talking about it all day.
Okay. Well, you know, a few things that you can actually do, and again, this is just a mini reading. Of course, if you wanted a full reading, you could always email me as well. But one of the things.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great. I do want you to take the opportunity to sit down and do some journaling. This will be a great time for you to do that. I know you verbalized what was going on in the relationship and sort of how you felt, because what I don't want you to carry is a sense of betrayal. And this is in a sense, if you're listening, sisters and brothers, if you're listening, this is how we take a good guy and this is how we make him go bad. This is how he becomes the dog. Correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, that won't be me, but yeah, no, you're definitely right.
Right, but do you understand that same concept of this hurt and of this pain? So what you want to do is really look at this in a different way. I want you to shift your thinking. You kind of got out the anger and you got out the pain, but in some regards, this relationship was actually a great teacher to you. It was a teacher to you about those things that you thought you could not achieve for yourself. Does that make sense?
Right. Definitely makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah. This is a lot, it has a lot to do with a lot of learning points in there for you as well on those things that you actually can achieve for yourself. I do see you, I will tell you this, Ms. Blue sucks when it comes to time, so don't ask me a date and a time, but I will give you sort of an estimate. I see you in a very, very sacred relationship, as you see the relationship. And I see that really that change if you begin to do those work, do that work for yourself, do it on a very honest, authentic level for yourself. I see this coming into around, right around December, right around the cusp of coming into January. I see that relationship coming into play for you. Very, very strong. It's going to be someone who works very hard in the corporate world and may not be open to a lot of the experiences that you have been open to, but if you keep an open mind, you'll see that you two will have a lot to share and give to each other.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much. I don't want to take any time from any other callers, any more time than that.
It's just us hanging out, Jeff. Everybody has their hand up, but you know when I click on them, they don't have a question. But, yeah, definitely. And email me and let me know how it goes. Like I said, I kind of suck with time, but I'm going to say right around that time period, you'll see that shift in that energy. But I want you, you've gotten all of those other things out, sit down, write a letter, and talk about the things that you've learned about yourself in this relationship. Because it was some things that you actually didn't think that you would be able to do that you were able to accomplish, and you were able to do that. So a lot of lessons there, a lot of love there as well. So release the anger and let the love just come in.
All right. I'm getting my pen right now. So thank you so much.
All
thank
right. So much. Well, peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay, we're going to continue for a little bit here. It was such a great share with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I know you had to go, but you guys definitely, you want to reach out to her and definitely go to her website. If you are not on her newsletter list, you need to do that. If you haven't gone to her website, you need to do it, as well as download all the shows here on the Remix that with the Reverend Goddess Charmaine. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, area 760. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 760. 760.
Sorry, Miss Blue. I had you on mute. Peace and greetings.
Peace and greetings. I was about to go click them.
I know. This is Sister D calling from California. Real quick, I am looking to cleanse. I've been married for a long while. I've been through Sacred Woman and about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my mate, my husband, who I love and adore, this show was awesome, by the way. Learned so much. But he drinks a lot of soda, for instance. He's an over-the-road mm-hmm. truck driver, so he's addicted to Pepsi Cola. And as I'm cleansing and getting myself realigned, as I'm waking up, you know, I'm concerned about receiving his seed, you know, into my body.
Right.
But you know, I don't want it to cause any issues, and I don't think it would. He tends to flow with me no matter what I do. We're both high-energy kind of people. He's a July Leo. I'm an August Leo. So he's much more calmer. So I guess I was looking for a little reading energy on that.
Okay. Well, here's a couple of things. And thank you for calling in as well, too, and sharing that as well. And so here's what I immediately pick up, and I'll tell you, when it comes to your husband, and I know you're getting into this healthy lifestyle, and really, because this is a way of being for you, and him being on the road and drinking the sodas, and you sort of kind of having this fear of receiving sort of his seed, that soda in it. Two things I want you to just kind of think about. If you don't make it a burden to him, then he will be able to see it another way, you see, if that makes sense to you. Because you yeah. have a tendency to be very focused when you are. You know what I'm talking about. When you're focused on something, you focus on it. And so you don't want to make this a burden for him, because ultimately it's not just about you receiving his seed with him drinking soda. It is about the longevity of his health. So you have to change sort of that communication and give it to him in a more loving way, that you're really concerned about his health, because him being on the road, one of the things that you know that he doesn't do, he doesn't get the proper rest, and he doesn't eat correctly.
Right.
So your goal is not about receiving his seed. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the least of your worry. I mean, we're breathing in air and we're doing things. Of course, diet can play a very key role, but it really is about the love that you have for him and really wanting him to be at his best physically, because when we start to talk about how health can physically impact our body, it's because of the work that he does that this can start to take a toll on him. Even because I see, does he wear glasses, by the way?
Yes.
Yes, he needs to get his eyes checked. Now, so he does need to get his eyes checked, and having this high intake of this sugar is not good for him. So approach it to him in a way that it's not a burden. You see, so it takes sort of that responsibility that you can bring it in more of a wholeness way, as opposed to, hey, I'm concerned about receiving your seed because you over there drinking soda. He's doing a whole lot more than that.
Right. Well, that's interesting you said that. I said it to him, though, I'm more concerned about his health. You know, his hands swell, and I was talking about the dehydration pulling from his eyes. That's interesting you said that. We just had that conversation last week.
Yes. Well, those are the things that I do in the holistic reading and, you know, coupled with the other things that we can tap into. That's how I'm able to pick that up. But that's how you get a win with him. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want to sort of kind of be you don't want to be the villain, you see, to bring this to him. So just as long as you bring that in a loving sort of conversation in a way for him, and then really begin to sort of kind of give him opportunities or things to help ground him. Like, for instance, if you know where his truck's going to be going and you know what city he's going through, map it out for him where he can go eat. He'll appreciate that, where he can go get help things. And you can tell him, hey, look, babe, look, I took a look, and if I know you're going to be stopping here, and what they have at this rest stop, they have some healthy choices, here's some good food, I thought this would be really good, maybe this is our time, we can have a conversation while you're resting. You know, make it sort of about the love, and take it even off of his health. You know, sometimes our men, when it comes to certain things, we have to sort of kind of, I don't want to trick them, but we have to come from a different angle. So really coming in from that different angle, you know, I don't know, maybe read him a sexual fantasy that you guys have together. Tell him, while you're eating this salad here, I want to try something. You know, they love to try things, men, and they're very visual creatures. So they like to try things. And so this is the way you can make it fun, and so it doesn't become sort of this burden to him. Because sometimes I hear him sort of kind of seeing what you're saying as that burden. You don't want to do that, because that's not where you're coming from. In your heart, you're coming for love and wanting him to be around so that you guys can do these things and enjoy life together. So that's the approach that you want to give it to him.
Awesome. Yes, thank you. That was awesome. Thank you so much. Love the share.
Yes, and
love.
All right. Yes, and let me know how it turns out, too. You know, it's a lot of good things you can do while he's on the road, you know.
You know, it's interesting because we're relocating from the West Coast back to the East Coast in the coming weeks, where we originally had our children. We had our children in Atlanta. Now we're in California. And he's open, you know, but I must say, 10 years ago when I went through Sacred Woman, what you said, I came at him with a sledgehammer, and it caused us a lot of problems in our marriage. So now I'm very cautious to approach the health and everything. And it's lovely what you said, because you just read it right on, just right on. Because he's open, you know, he'll call me and say, hey, honey, I got some distilled water. You know, he's so proud of every little change he makes.
That's great. And when he comes back, make him a nice bath and, you know, talk to him about how happy you were and when he called you. You know, you guys got a chance to talk while he was eating. But make that map for him. You know, really do that sacred map for him on all the cities and the places that he's going through. And he'll appreciate it even more, even more. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's so awesome.
Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Blue, thank you.
All right. That was great. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Jennifer in Atlanta.
Greetings, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing okay. Love to share. I didn't hear the whole thing. I'm going to have to download. But from what I hear and what I'm feeling and what I've been feeling lately is that it's been a long time for me since I separated and I haven't been touched in a long time. And I feel like I'm ready to start exploring opportunities, but I want it to be a sacred thing, and I want to do only what's for my highest good. And I know I have a lot of trauma as it relates to, you know, my sexuality and my body and whatnot. So I guess I'm just wondering what you see as far as where I should start. And I feel like you're going to say really learning how to love myself, because I know that constantly comes up for me.
Well, two things, and definitely not in the condescending way. And I think I will say honestly, Jennifer, you have, since we've connected, you have been working on those steps, learning how to love yourself, really learning how to get to that energy of loving yourself. But here's the trick with a lot of people. Sometimes it's hard to know where to start. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, where do you start? You know, some sisters come to me and they say, okay, I'm learning how to love myself, so I went and slept with everybody I wanted to sleep with. I learned how to love myself, so I began to get into, you know, really working out, exercising, eating right, and, you know, just all of these multiple ways, but really just, how do you begin to get into the energy of loving yourself? The first thing that you can actually do is really begin to start to think about, what thoughts do you think about yourself? What thoughts do you honestly, truly think about yourself? Because in order for you to love yourself, you do need to gauge where you are. Where are you? Where are you when it comes to loving you? And it doesn't mean that because you're learning how to love yourself that somehow that cuts you off in the boat of love. That's not true. Because the truth be told, we can spend a lifetime trying to love ourselves. In fact, some of us came back to be in that school of love. That is actually the school that we came back to. It's really to come back to learn how to love ourselves and also others. So first thing, sit down, spend some time with yourself. Understand, like you said, you feel like you're ready to be in a committed relationship or a sacred union, having sort of that union. You know, it is nothing greater than to have the feel of the touch or just the warmth of, you know, having someone who loves you or even having someone who wants to spend some time with you. And so the first person that you have to be okay to spend time with is yourself. It's true. That's the first person to say, it's okay to say that I'm lonely. That's okay to say that. It's okay to say that I need somebody right now. So whether that be just a conversation or whether that be you taking one step further. So really getting past that fear. Incidentally, if you did not call your magic line, that is actually one of the things that we talked about today, is really how to tap into that energy of love and really sort of kind of doing a love ritual. But the first thing I would say is to monitor your thoughts when it comes to yourself. Look in the mirror. Can you stand in the mirror and look in the mirror and say, I love Jennifer? Say that, you know, to yourself. See what feelings come up. I challenge you to do at least 1 to 2 minutes a day. And then make a conscious effort for the time that you get up to invite more joy and to invite more love into your life. And then be open to it. Sometimes, I know for myself, I used to have this big list of what that brother needs to be in order before he can even come in my cipher. You know, like down to the details. Sisters, throw away the list. Throw away the list. Get rid of that list. Not that you can't have expectations, but you do need to throw away the list. And you really need to begin to come from that heart, that place of your heart and pureness. And when you do, you will see that exactly that energy will show up for you. It will. When you can release it, you cannot bind it to a little box or bind it in a list. Because ultimately, that's how you're binding yourself. And that's where the hiccups come. That's where the trips come in. That's where the falls come in. Because, see, we have this list for everyone else, which means we also have a list for ourselves. And whenever we don't stand up to our list, then this is where the low self-esteem issues begin to creep in and they begin to manifest themselves in higher sights. So it is about constantly keep letting go. And I know I'm just talking and talking, but, you know, hey, I think that this is definitely a question you ask, but it can be helpful for so many. So constantly work on letting go of those things that you don't want to hold on to and really opening yourself up to receive those things that match sort of the energy that's in your purest heart. And so being able to look yourself in the mirror and say that I love me, and being able to appreciate and respect others who love. Because sometimes when we're not in a relationship, we kind of hate everybody else who is. You see? And that just becomes an oxymoron to the energy that's going to get sent to us. You can do that. You know, be able to love and appreciate the love that's around you. If someone else is in love, you know, that's something to honor. That's something to really appreciate. Because then you can be able to, you know, immerse yourself to that energy and start to do things as if you were already in a sacred relationship. If you're buying statues, make sure you get the polarity. If you buy a lady, buy a man and a lady together. Start to group things together. I truly believe that our sanctuaries, our sacred spaces, is also that reflection. If you always have things by yourself, then that's pretty much where you're going to stay, by yourself.
Wow. I'll do it.
Yeah. Yes. So those pictures of all you and your sorrows up there, no, take them pictures down. Find you a picture of a brother and sister. You know, somebody really getting together, and that's the energy you build around you. Because if you build that energy of that, you're only going to be that reflection. That is it.
Yes. Thank you.
And come in the chat room. I can't say that enough. Brothers is like, come in the chat room.
It goes so fast sometimes, and I'm really focused on the show, so I go back and forth. I'm in the chat room. I'm not going to say my name yet. I'm not feeling
free. Don't do it, Jennifer.
I'm there.
All right. Well, peace and love, and thank
you. I want to get a reading, but I'm not sure which one yet, but I will email you.
Okay, well, just let me know whenever you're ready to take that next step. You can definitely do that. So peace and love. Thanks for calling in.
Peace and love. Thank you. Peace.
All right. We're going to continue on. We have about 35 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 201. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and turn your computer speakers off for me.
Hi, this is Tiffany. This is an awesome show. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you, Tiffany.
I was calling because, let's see, it's a couple things. I may have a possible job that's coming around the corner, and I was wondering if maybe, I don't know, if you saw that might if it actually will come into fruition for me. And I wasn't sure. I was just wondering if maybe if I did some magic to kind of make it
help
happen.
It along.
Yeah.
Well, two things, and a very good question. Do you have your computer speakers on?
No, I'm calling over the phone. I don't have the computer hooked up.
Okay. Do you have a Bluetooth or on speakerphone?
No, I'm calling from a landline.
Okay. It must be on our end. No worries. Okay, so here goes what I picked up. Is it a possibility that this job could be taking you to another state or another place?
No, it's not. I'm in Jersey City, and it would be in Manhattan.
Okay, well, never mind, because I picked up something. So you're in Jersey. So I feel as though, could it take you to New Jersey, to a different part of New Jersey?
It would take me to New York.
Okay.
Which is where I'm from.
It will take you to another place.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're on the same track. I just wanted to make sure because the first thing I picked up was new, and I didn't know if it's going to take you to a new place. Now I think that you stand a good chance on getting this job, but there are some things that you're worried about. Like what I picked up instantly with this particular position is that even though you apply for it, you don't really meet all the criteria, even though you have the experience. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So and also this was a recommendation of someone else that you worked with. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
How you do that? Yes.
Okay. So now here's the deal. You really, really stand a very good chance of getting the job. Here's a couple of things that I want you to think about, and I don't know if you actually thought about this. Are you going to be commuting every single day? Are you actually going to try to find you a place in New York?
I would be commuting.
Okay. Now, that commute is what you're kind of hesitant to commit to, correct?
Not really. No, I don't think so. I guess the thing I'm thinking about is long term. I'm thinking about moving maybe south, and I'm thinking about career path, you know, long term. And, I would also be a single mom, and so I got all these things going on in my head.
Okay. Yeah, and I want you to stay right here with me because, again, I think that there is going to be some issues with how long it takes you to get to work and how long it takes you to get back home.
Okay.
So, okay.
Oh, I know what you mean now. Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So here's the deal. This is what I want you to do. Because I don't see anything really blocking you, I want you to make sure you have a solid plan. Like, for instance, on your day off, because I feel like you're going to get this answer sometime within the next week or two, did they give you a date, like, sometime before the 15th of August that they let you know?
No, but I suspected it would be something like that because it's not a definite yet.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do is I want you to take some time and do the commute. So, like, if you have a day off or if you have some time that you can actually do, I want you to do a commute. And do the commute also based upon your child. So, like, what time you have to pick them up and get a real feel of that commuting, the actual place.
Okay. Yes, that's wonderful. Okay.
Okay, once you clear that, once your energy is clear, because right now I feel like it's like, yes, whoa, wait a minute. I kind of see you holding back. So you want to put your energy into that feel, and as you're taking that trip and you're commuting there, I want you to just visualize yourself having the job and go, I see things clear for you. I don't see this job being sort of like a final destination for you, so that's kind of your confirmation. You said something about you were thinking about moving somewhere else. I see that this is a stepping stone for you, so you should definitely pursue this opportunity to go in that direction.
Okay. And can I ask one more question?
You sure can. I'll do my best.
Okay. So I'm thinking about moving down south. And I'm not sure
you think
what's
about
moving down south in the future.
Right. Here's some states that came up. And you tell me if they're ones that came up for you. North Carolina?
Yeah. I've been thinking about that. I'm thinking of around
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Uh-huh. North Carolina and Atlanta. I think North Carolina would be an excellent opportunity for you to think about first. Atlanta actually came up second, but North Carolina, because I see your company has some sort of ties with the place down there.
Okay.
So let me know how that works out for you. I'd love to hear the outcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Peace and blessings.
You too.
All right, there you go, guys. I'm still going to take some more questions. So if you're on the phone line, you can actually press 1 and ask a question. You can already email me. These are actually just going to be some this is what I call a mini reading. So I'm not giving full readings, but these are mini readings. If you want one, I'm in that mood tonight. So, hey, let's get it. If you want a full reading, you can always email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com. My energy always goes really, really high when I have someone like the Reverend Goddess Charmaine to come on. The sister is so powerful in the work that she does as well, too. So this is a good way for us to close out as we continue and get ready for Sunday's show. So let me go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings, 302.
Oh, that's what's up. Miss Blue, this is Queensy. How are you marinating?
I am Queensy. I
am
wonderful.
I'm like a cheese sandwich, you know? Enjoying the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know that.
Yes.
And I want to share something with you, and I would love your insight and any other freebies you would like to give me tonight. Okay. For the past 2 weeks, I swear. Okay, for the past 2 weeks, my reality, it's like I'm like, okay, like I'm talking to you right now. But then, I would dream something, but then it would happen like the next day or 2 days later, or something that I would do the next day would be in a dream. It's kind of like my dreams and my reality. It's like I'm I don't know, sometimes I'm awake or freaking sleep. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. Because it's so close, and it was like, it was cool for a minute, and I was like, damn. Okay, am I dreaming right now? Is this real? You know, I have to pinch myself, and it happened for like the past like week and a half or 2 weeks. I've never experienced that before. And what was that?
Okay, all right. Well, oftentimes our dreams are gateways. Our dreams have many different levels. You heard us talk about this before, myself as well. Many different levels. And so dreams do have the possibility of coming true. Some of those dreams do, prophetic dreams, they can come true. Sometimes our dreams just really set us up for what is to come, you know, those things that we want on a higher level that's actually beginning to manifest themselves. A couple of things that when I get into your energy, Quincy, immediately, this is what I feel. I feel love. I feel forgiveness.
Can I get some love, you know what I mean? Some, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, damn. Oh, that's a whole other talk show, but you know what I mean? Everybody talking about how they back up. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying is love for yourself, though. You have really given this time to yourself. And so I do feel love. I feel love in your energy. It feels balanced to me. And I feel that there are still some things of forgiveness that you still need to work on, but you have done forgiving, as well as even sort of some releasing of some emotional baggage that's there, and also some cleaning of the house. It's right. And
I know.
Cleaning up the house.
I know how you in my house right now anyway. I know.
So you know, this is definitely a great example of knowing your magic. So now, here comes the magical part of what you can do. Is begin to set intentions with your dreams. You know, back in ancient times, we used to do dream incubation, where you actually, set intentions for your dream. So before you go to bed, do a little bit of journaling of what you want. So if it is that loving relationship, if it is sort of seeing yourself in that particular place, honestly, I want to tell you this. I don't know how free I can be on the radio, but I do see someone coming into your life.
Male or female, may I ask? Was it both? Am I getting a couple?
No, you're not getting a couple, but I do feel some feminine energy that is moving your way, that's coming into your life. wait. Okay, so I do feel some feminine energy that is coming into your life that is going to build a very, very good foundation on a friendship. And that friendship is ultimately what is going to lead you into the other relationship, which is going to be a male. And so it is going to be a friendship. It's going to be a working relationship. You guys are going to be working on something. I don't know if it's some, it's something creative, so it may be music or something, but it is going to be something creative that you guys interact. And you will meet sort of in a place that's going to be like a cafe or something of that sort. So you will meet in that particular place, and it's going to be through your friendship that you have that she's ultimately going to introduce you into the brother that you will eventually meet. That.
Yeah,
now, again,
with yes, this female that you're talking about that's coming into play, when you say with the friendship, I'm just asking for clarity. With this female, will I need to lay my healing hands on her, you know, my tantric healing hands, or it's like really, really friendship. It's like no drama, you know what I mean? Like,
I see this as a true building friendship. Like I said, you guys will be working on something very creative. So I see this as a friendship. Yeah. I see this as a friendship. Just as somebody you meet, you know, whether you're going to lay your hands on her, you know, that you guys is free will. Miss Blue ain't got nothing to do with that. I see this friendship. But, yes, I see you guys. And you meet somewhere in a cafe. It has something to do with the cafe or something of that sort. So, you know, I know you will email me. You better email me when that goes down. So, again, know your free will is there. Just keep yourself open. I feel a lot of love, a lot of forgiveness going on. Continue to work on that. I see the clearing of the house. I see the releasing of the emotional baggage. And so you are walking into the gateway so you can do that. So, excellent. Know your magic. Perfect. Love it.
Well, thank you for that, though. Thank you. I wouldn't even known I had the magic, you know, before you and Panic and Bobby Hemmett. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
And
you're
I appreciate
welcome.
You, okay?
Likewise.
All right. Have a super delicious night, Miss Blue.
Thank you. Thank you. Peace.
Okay. Peace.
We're going to go on and go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue, you hear me, Miss Blue?
Yes, I do. Who's on the line?
This is Gail. I'm calling from the Bronx. Yes, I got through. Miss Blue, awesome show. I am so surprised I got through. I was just laying here. Oh, Miss Blue, you just made my night, bro.
you just made mine. So beautiful.
I just want to let you know because I feel so many kind of all different types of emotions. My son just left today to go to Afghanistan, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, well, definitely we will send some healing and some love and some protection over him as he continues on his path and his journey and taking his stand and doing a part of his work that he came here to do. So, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And try not to worry so much.
I'm really with him. You know, I'm just as brave as...
Try not to worry so much. You know, he definitely can feel his mama's energy. So you wanna send him and let him know you support him, his choice in this decision that he made. And I can tell you something, he definitely is going to be safer over there than he is in New York, and that's just facts. That's just facts. So when they show the statistics, that's just facts. And so, you know, he's on his mission, he's on his path, and so, you know, you can bless him and just bless him in his decision. Yes, yes.
Truly. One more question, Ms. Blue. You probably can feel that. How I just can't really stay focused like I really want to. I don't know.
Well, yes. Do you have me to speak? speakerphone. Is it my phone and all this quirky stuff, or is it you guys' phone?
Oh, I'll take you off.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that, sweetie. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple
mm-hmm.
of things. I want to talk to you about something, because right now what I see is I see that there was some trauma that just recently happened with your breakup.
Okay. I don't understand.
Are you with?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I see some kind of breakup, some kind of separation, something of that nature that happened. Friendship ending, something happened.
Oh, I lost my sister. That really was a toll on me.
Okay. Well, now, stay right there with me for just a second, because I do see sort of this separation. What am I picking up that, tell me if this makes sense to you, that before she actually made her transition, you guys were at odds with each other?
No, it could be another sister.
Okay. Hmm. This sister that just recently passed, this was an ailment. She was sick, correct? She had been sick for a while? She had been sick for a while. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the sister that passed, she had been sick for a while, but you did have a sister or someone who's like a sister figure that you guys did were at odds with each other when they made their transition?
Yes.
Well, that's who's coming through right now. That's who I have coming through is her. Because if this makes sense to you, she's saying you can have it.
Yes, you are so right. That's her.
Okay. That's what she's saying to me. She's telling me to tell her she can have it and that she loves you. And that, you know, that it was silly, that this was stupid, this was crazy, and that you can have it and that she loves you. You know, and that she's very sorry. Know that she has moved past that, because that's who came through strongest first. So whether that was your sister, your actual sister, or sister close to you, that was the first thing she said when she came through, is that we were at odds with each other, and tell her she can have it. You know, I'm sorry. You know, it wasn't worth it. You know, it wasn't worth this. And I know that you carry some of that burden with you as well, too, because it seems like a lot of what's going on around you is about loss. And so this ultimately, the great fear that you have for your son is that somehow this is going to be a loss. That's not so much. Okay? So move your energy away from there. But what you're actually going through and what you haven't allowed yourself to go through is sort of that process of birth and rebirth.
Right.
See? And so you haven't really given yourself the opportunity to fully mourn. You say, really just to be in that place to say, it's okay to say that I'm sad, you know, because I see that people constantly tell you, oh, she's in a better place. Oh, your sister, you know, she was sick and you know this is better for her. And even though you can rationalize that, it still does not take away the emotion that we must go through. I call them the 7 healing powers. You know, that you must go through the stages of mourning. It's the same thing, that you need to go through these different stages. So allow yourself to really go through that process of being rebirthed, because ultimately that's what they're doing. Your sister who made her transition because she was sick, and I see that this was some form of cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, because she's showing me. And also, why do I see her holding her chest and her stomach? Is this where it was?
I see her
feeling her chest and her stomach and letting you know that she's okay. She's okay.
Oh, okay.
And that she is around you. And then the other one, I'm not sure if it is a sister or like a sister, she's saying you can have it, and both of them smiling and having joy for you. Know that they're also watching over your son, you see. They're watching for him as well. You see, so these are the things. I want you to work on really those qualities of yourself, of really getting into friendships, you know, surround yourself around your friends. You know, this is not the time for you to be by yourself and to be alone. You definitely need to surround yourself around that. And the key for you is going to be that magnificent feminine power that you have within yourself and that other sisters bring, where you can just invite maybe 3 or 4 of your friends over, maybe some haven't seen or family members in a long time, and tell them to come over, you know, cook some food, cut on some music and you guys just celebrate. Celebrate. Your two sisters said exactly they will be there. They will be there. So make sure to mention their name and say something because you may run into another reader somewhere down the line and they confirm that they were actually at this party that you're going to throw. So this is the time for you to really get into your queenhood. Really get into that place of the mother. So many look to you as their mother, even though you're not biological mother. They come to you for advice. And so this is the time for you to get yourself back into balance and really just continue to grow and get into your feminine energy and connect with that energy so that you can continue to do your work, which a lot of that is about healing. You see,
you
need to repair yourself. This is the time that you allow yourself to feel. Don't deny yourself emotions. I think too many times we try to be that supergirl with the X on their chest.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I could count on you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Yes, and much love to you, and email me. Email me a question for Blue and let me know. But know that your two sisters have made their transition. We know that nothing truly dies. They have gone.
Right.
But they are letting you know. Your sister, she is happily holding her breast. She's rubbing her belly. And she's saying, I'm okay. I'm good now. Because, see, she's released from the binds that the physical body sometimes holds on. And so she's saying she's okay, and that was your confirmation to know. Your other sister telling you, you can have it. Forget it.
That's it.
You can have it. You're not going to argue about it. It's all good.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Blue.
All right. Thank you as well,
sweetie. You made my night. You made my life. Thank you so much. I got the strength now.
Yes, you do. So email me. Let me know where you can love.
I sure will. Thank you again, Miss Blue.
All right, peace.
And good night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how beautiful that is. Always tough when our loved ones make their transition. Always tough, but know that they're still connected with us. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in, and I might have got this number, but I'm going to see. Calling in from area code 203. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Where are you calling from?
Yes, peace, sister. How are you?
I am wonderful. Who's calling, please?
Excellent. This is Brother Lawrence. I recently relocated to Atlanta.
Okay. The hot ATL.
And it has been that. It truly has been that. But I'm enjoying it to a certain extent. I'm just really feeling the energy here, and it is as powerful as they say. So
yes,
I'm just trying to just, indeed, just fall in. I have to tell you, I've grown so much since listening to your show and the reading we had a year ago. It has, you know, just changed just my outlook on life totally. Thank you. My question firstly, you know, I've embraced the tantric path and very seriously now looking at manifestation because, again, this has been one of the most trying years of my life. I mean, I have went up and down, and now I'm coming back up. But again, I'm really looking at manifestation. One of the crucial parts of manifestation I'm finding is the magic circle and how you're able to create that. Can you give me somewhat some more insight into creating a magic circle and what you're picking up as far as this conscious person that has to come into my life to bring about this manifestation?
Well, two things, Lawrence, and thank you for your question. The first one, I'll address the latter, and I'll kind of work my way back up to the front. That is, when you say that this conscious person that you're waiting to come into your life, is this what you're trying to manifest using the magic circle?
Well, that is a part of it, but, you know, again, it's manifestation on multiple levels. You know, anywhere between your finances to just a higher level of consciousness. And I feel, you know, will I have to raise a sister to bring her to that level to where we can begin to manifest this? Or will someone come into my life that already has established this and we move from there?
Okay. And just so I can be clear, because you don't necessarily need someone to do this with, you are aware of that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So that's why I'm asking, are you wanting someone to come into your life, or are you saying that you want to manifest things? Because you can actually do these things by yourself, you can, or you can do them also with a partner.
It is more enjoyable, and you reach more of a powerful level with a conscious sister. And in my studies, that's what it's found. I mean, just the relationship alone.
Okay.
Is enjoyable.
Well, no. I'm not asking you to justify it. But I just wanted to make sure that I was clear that I was going to address your question. Two things you can do. You're in the Mecca of consciousness. You're in Atlanta. You're in Georgia. You're in the Mecca. They're there. The conscious sisters are there. So now it's just about you opening yourself more so that you can be ready to receive that. When I immediately get into your energy, two things come up. Wisdom comes up. That is the number one thing that comes up is wisdom. But what also comes up is the polarity of wisdom. And that has a lot to do with deception. And that is even sometimes not the deception of some outside of yourself, but the deception that happens on an inward level. So really it's about being very clear about what it is that you want, what you want to manifest, how you want to do it, and what you actually feel comfortable in doing. When it comes to making the magic circle, there's many different ways to do it. Now, even though I have explored the option of tantric sex and doing those things of magic, that is not necessarily a place that, what am I going to say, that I live. I think it's many ways that you can do it. If you choose to do it through a sexual way and you've come up with your circle, then work with that energy. There's lots of books that are out there. Matter of fact, on the book list that Brother Panic gave out, and also Azariah Bay, who came on the show, also he has a lot of products on that, and also Dr. Aling Bay, which I know you actually studied with him as well too, that has a lot of books that can take you step by step into getting into that energy. But the best way to really get into that energy is to begin to trust. You trusted yourself on this move of coming to Atlanta. And so really feel grounded in that. Just really focus on that. So when it comes to your finance and when it comes to some of these other things that we need, because it's a very important part of functioning in this reality, just begin to look at it as energy and not sort of kind of give it this sort of prima donna place to rest. Because that is giving more energy to it. It's almost like taking something and putting it on a pedestal. It makes it that much more difficult to reach. You get it? So when you begin to put it into your everyday life as a part of Lawrence, it's a part of Lawrence, it's a part of what you're doing, and really starting from that position of trust, shifting your perception of how you see things, how things are being perceived, remove the deception, you know, tapping into your pure wisdom, doing that through your meditation, doing that through visualization exercises, then you're going to be open and ready to receive. And then all of those things that you're doing from the herb packs, from Brother Bobby Hinnett's stimulus check, from those things I gave you to work with in the reading, all of these things, all of these tools will work instantly like magic.
Yes, indeed. And putting all these tools into effect is really what I'm seeking to do. It's just that, you know, when you study the tantric area, you know that, and I believe, you know, wholeheartedly that the quickest way is through the manifestation of that sexual energy, and nothing comes.
But that's the whole key. Everything is sexual energy. Now you can use it in that sexual format of having that. Here's a suggestion: maybe look in one of the go to some of the conscious bookstores and see if they have a sexual a tantric group, and maybe go to their meetings and find you a tantric partner that you can actually do this with. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine was just talking about that. You don't necessarily have to be in a committed relationship. You can have someone there just to do this conscious work with you to help raise that energy and do it together. And there are plenty places there in Atlanta that people are open-minded and they're willing to do that.
All right. I will take that as an affirmative, and that's what I'll begin to do. We'll also continue to look at all of the other areas that you suggested, because again, at this point, you know, we're coming close till 2012. I mean, and that energy is out there now. So I really feel as though whatever it is you really look to achieve in your life, you can have. So it's just a matter of, as you say, working your magic.
But this is the thing. Our ancestors knew this hundreds of thousands of years ago. It never changed. The energy is here. But it's like having all of these sockets around your house. If you don't have a plug, a way to bend, you can't get to the energy. So the key is to open yourself up to all possibilities to tapping into the energy. Because this is what I say. If what you're doing isn't working, then you need to find another way.
All right. Thank you so much. I didn't want to take up all the time, but thank you. Thanks for your insight on that, Ms. Lawrence.
You're welcome. It was so good hearing from you. Peace and love to you, Lawrence.
Indeed.
Let me know how it works as well.
You know I will. You know I will.
Okay.
Indeed.
Thank you and love. All right. We have about 3 minutes left to go. I'm going to try to take one more question real quick. I see the rest of you on the line. So, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 803. You're live in the remix.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Hi, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My name is April.
Hi, April.
Hi, real quick. I was introduced to you about 2 years ago, and, I mean, I've just had so many changes in my life, so many positive changes, and what I want to ask you about is kind of like a combination of the last three questions. I made a move last year, and it was kind of like a move in between a move. And I, in the past, say 3 to 6 months, have just gotten some confirmation that I am, I guess, an empath, or I have the abilities, and I really am still kind of figuring out how to manage all that, how to work all that, trying to understand what that means to me. But in the past, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I've gotten, like, big, like, downloads almost. Like, I really am feeling, and it's like it's opened me up. And for the first time, I'm really acknowledging it. And last night, I had a very set move in my mind that I was going to make based on what I thought was best for myself and for my children. Last night, without even looking for this information, it was like I got kind of like a download. And it just shot all, like, through my body almost, Miss Blue, and it was almost like came out of my chest. It was like, this is the right move. And
okay.
My question
I'm
is...
I'm trying to hurry up because we got 1 minute, so go ahead.
I'm trying. My question is that because now I opened myself up to being able to get that type of a download, because that feels just like the perfect move.
Okay. Well, two things. Here's the thing. If you've opened yourself up to that particular energy, then that's what you're supposed to get. You're supposed to be able to tap into that energy. So that's the energy you trust, and that's the energy you move on. Excellent read is All Women Are Psychic by Diane Stein, I believe it is. You need to get that book. I recommend it for all sisters, all brothers. It's an excellent book. It goes into the impact energy, what to do with it. When you're getting these downloads, begin to write them down and really begin to decipher them. And just continue to move with that. If you feel comfortable with that and that's where the move is taking you, I know you feel like there's a lot of talk of you just did this and you just did this. Now you're jumping up and moving here. So I want you to think about how to balance this empath energy, because what tends to happen is sometimes it comes in and it's very extreme, and you have to also use foundational things so that you can bring yourself to the middle and make sure you're tapping into the energy of your higher self and not your ego mind. So that's the only caution that I will tell you to do with that, but you need to go with that energy. You definitely do. You do.
Okay.
I feel the move is going to be good for you. So email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com. These were mini readings. I can do full readings. Much love, peace and love, warm spirit. Peace and love, everybody. Got to go. We're out of here. See you guys Sunday night.